This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening to every one of you out there. And as I like to say, all the ships at sea. I'm already fucking up because the camera. Oh, wait, all I have to do is take that one. Oh, we're good. Here we go. Now I'll read what I typed before the show.
Just leave it there.
We are coming to you live from Studio B at the world headquarters of Q Talk America, located in the heart of Central Phoenix, Arizona. It sounds grandiose, doesn't it? This is the show, and I'm your host, Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here and joining us on this Tuesday night. It is a special night for Ed, not just special Ed. It's a special night. Though we've been in our new studios for several months, this actually is the actual first time we have all the construction's completed. Though we're not, the paint just dried because we're still high on fumes.
Yeah, it's a grand opening, Christina. Yeah.
But it looks wonderful.
The paint is there. We've got
everyone's
lighting
passing
is
out
in
there, but it's lovely.
Well, that's all right.
Exactly.
We just got to keep them out of the fucking fridge while they're hooches.
Why do they all have masks on?
I don't know. It's a breathing thing. It's a pollen thing. But as we broadcast to you live from our studios, if you're watching us live on our Ustream, you might see people moving in the other room. The Studio A is now completed. They're watching us through the window
dead people.
They're actually not dead.
Next year, they're going to drive through my habitat so I can jump on the hood of their car.
Oh, my heavens. All the construction is done. We've thrown the doors open so everybody can see it. As Joe calls it, where the magic happens. And before we talk a little bit more about that, let me introduce all of our cast of our show each and every week. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Katie June.
Hi.
Also,
Katie.
At the
Hi.
Other end of the table from me, also in red, significant of today, that's Marnie Ryer.
Just significant is fine.
Significant.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah, no,
fine.
I'm significant.
Well, that's true.
Thanks.
And
hi, guys.
Least but not last, well, actually last in this case.
Yeah.
The always happy Al Perkins.
That does not own a stitch of red clothing. I think I have a burgundy polo that's probably in the bottom.
You have
of the
a lot
barrel.
Of green and drab clothing,
you do.
Though.
Yeah,
I
was, sage.
If I had a gay,
sage. Dress sage. It up a little
if
bit.
I had a gay friend, he would not let me out of the house wearing this color because it's horrible.
Later on, I think we may find out if you are gay or not. We're going to determine
well,
that.
We'll see.
We'll see how that works out.
No questions about sage. Right now,
and that sure as fuck ain't going to be the drinking word.
I was so goddamn busy today that I was here. So like that zips up, this fits, get out the fucking door. And then I saw myself in a mirror and I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, but
this shirt.
You know, but your hair looks great.
Thank yes,
you.
Actually.
Thank
so
you.
You're fine.
Absolutely. Even the people in the other room who are looking at you from the back think it looks good too.
They're not there. Don't feed into my paranoia. There's no one behind
There's no one
behind me.
Right.
But yes, again, it is our grand opening night here at the Q Talk America Studios. Joe Duganzik.
Look at Marnie using her iPad.
I know. Well,
it's very busy.
And the iPhone is that new?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
feel like she could touch a class.
Let
she
me tell you. Something happened today. I was sending text messages to her today. All of a sudden, they started turning blue on my screen. I'm like, wait a minute. She doesn't have she has a fucking BlackBerry.
What does blue mean?
Blue means
iPhone.
You know how like if you text
Fancy?
Me, it goes blue
Fancy?
On your phone. If you text people who don't, like if you text Carlton, it stays green. He doesn't even realize he has a phone.
No. Yeah.
I call him. He doesn't answer.
You know what I did today? I went in my garage. I didn't even go in my garage because my car's not there. I went into my driveway.
I know my car's there.
And
was
I turned on my car
stolen?
Because they for my
Radio.
New insurance. I hit, it's green if they don't have an iPhone.
Right.
The more. You know.
So I had to turn on my car and do my InSync for my insurance. Not the group. But
not
I guess
the group.
That's
yeah, the
some
dance,
kind of
right.
thing.
Right.
So I actually went out just because they didn't believe me that my mileage was that low. So I had to
you had to take a picture?
I had to sync my phone to the car and then
awesome.
Send it to State Farm. Because they're like, there's no one. No,
nobody has a car that low.
Oh, they did not believe you.
That's
like
fantastic.
Legitimately, yeah. Like I actually had to send them like some kind
oh my
of
God,
technological
that's
proof
awesome,
that my
awesome.
Car. But the best part is, I wasn't driving my car. I went and sat in the driveway.
You're like, no. This is how most of this magic happens here.
Well, I'm sure
at my house.
Are they like, well, Mr. Perkins, don't take a picture while you're driving? You're like, oh, I'm not going.
I'm
anywhere.
Not driving. Yeah.
I am not moving this car.
I'm in the car. I'm not driving.
Why do you think it has no fucking miles on it?
That was funny. The insurance guy, like, we're going to need proof of that mileage.
Oh. Was this going coinciding with your house becoming a prison?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes,
all in one.
But you know what, though? If they attack from the south, zombie apocalypse. covered.
Oh my God, can I come over?
Yes.
I'll bring my machete.
If the herd comes from the north, fucked.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Two stories, two different endings.
Is this what you were referring to about jumping on a car? Something dead zombie-ish? Apocalypse?
Oh, no. You know when you go to like African lion safari and you drive your car through?
I don't actually know
the
that.
The monkeys but, attack?
Oh, yeah.
You know all those places where you go, you drive
yeah,
your car?
Yeah, I know of it. I've just never done it. I've seen it on TV. You go to the safari.
First we're at zoo, and then next year we're going to be at Lion Safari.
And if we go, we'll be in a low-mileage Ford.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet it'll be green.
But the worst part is it won't and have gas proof. In it. We're going to get like 18 miles during the zombie apocalypse because I never put gas in my car.
Can I actually ask you that? Why is that? Because they're always just like never running out of gas.
Oh, no. There was one episode at the gas station.
But I feel like – but that was like episode one.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It's not addressed, and it makes me annoyed.
Yeah.
Why don't they have to get gas and fuel up?
They're all driving electric cars. That's all I can figure. But there's no electricity. That doesn't make
that,
sense either. Yeah.
Where is this?
Oh, the Walking Dead.
The Talking Dead.
Oh.
I know. You can't get it. Okay, two things.
Dun, dun, dun.
You can't get me drunk and talk about Dreamgirls, and it turns out The Walking Dead is also off topic.
Yeah, I'm. Trust me, I'm not going to get you drunk and talk about either one of those things. Yes, Marnie?
Just a question.
Do you have the floor?
You are.
What, Marnie?
May I just?
Please.
Anyway.
We're on the air.
I know, right?
And you are.
And my name is Marnie.
Yes.
Oh, Marcia.
Marcia Ryan.
Oh, hi, Marnie.
So, hi, thank you.
All right. Yes. My first meeting, I didn't know what to do.
I know. It's new.
I'm waiting for a chip.
Mm-hmm. You got a while, buddy.
Seriously.
Right. It works if you work it.
It works if you work it.
You got to at least get to 24
minutes.
That's what I hear.
You know what we didn't plan for? We should have planned something for tonight. We should have actually had Jason or somebody else be here to be our bartender for the whole night.
Yeah,
the whole night.
That's what we were promised. We turned her father away.
Mm-hmm. Her father is coming next week, right?
Yeah, but that's only because you said Jason was going
to
be here.
Yeah. Well, Jason was supposed to be here for the outside stuff, but not for the inside stuff. But I need to hire Joel.
I am shocked that you thought of other people before you thought of us.
I'm a little pissy about this whole thing. I still had a question.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, wait. May she just.
On my list of shit is stuff about how I give more than anybody.
Oh,
well,
right.
Hello.
Go, Marnie.
Oh, thanks.
Marnie.
Thanks.
Got it. Would you like some music for this?
No. Okay. I feel okay.
Dun, dun,
I'm
dun.
Curious, did the table move or the camera move?
Oh, the cameras have been readjusted.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, what happened? Let me see.
Oh, nothing. No, I think it's good. I think it's a great adjustment.
Yeah. I gotta avoid that one pose.
Give me 1 second.
They're too late.
Stop.
That's Marnie.
I gotta bring a caftan into this motherfucker.
We'll go with Katie. We'll pull up Katie. My
Moo
Moo. Katie.
Hi.
We got her. And we already had Al. We'll bring him back up. There's Alfred.
And there's people
behind him. You can see people.
Yeah.
See
there's Babe.
The red shirt.
Oh, wait,
no, that's not Babe. That's Babe.
That's Babe.
There's a lamp and there's cookies back there
now.
Yeah,
I'm actually kind of regretting not grabbing one of those before I walked in Studio B.
I'm regretting two things. Not filling my drink.
The door's not locked.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Right.
And somewhere, there's mine. I knew I had a title.
If we talk about The Walking Dead long enough, they'll leave and go get us supplies.
No.
Nope, I doubt it. I don't think so.
No, fuck you. I'm not going to get you.
Best laid plans.
I mean,
Best laid plans.
I'll go get my own drink. Plus, at some point, I want to use the blender. We have so much going on tonight. I have gifts for you, too.
I have gifts.
Buddy Early's involved.
Is he here?
No. Only because of a Facebook post.
I got a little excited.
Only because of a Facebook post.
Right.
I'll tell you more about that in just a bit.
But
corn choodles.
Corn choodles. Exactly. That's what we've all been dreaming of.
So as we typically do, and I was thinking about revamping this beginning of the show because, well, sometimes we just go on and on about Dribble. But I was thinking that we should maybe revamp this opening portion of the show, but I'm not sure how to do it just yet. So we'll go around the table as we always do and find out what the hell you've been doing. Katie?
Hi.
Did you color your hair?
No.
It looks darker.
I mean, it's clean. I don't know if that, you know.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
Oh. That's fantastic.
No, clean on purpose?
Well, I more or less.
Okay.
I fell into the canal. Clean.
I could have actually fallen into the canal. Let me tell you why. Oh. Because I signed up for a triathlon.
Oh.
So now I'm riding my bike.
What you always do before pregnancy.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's sad news. I'm sorry. It's actually not that sad.
Oh, well.
Although I was, okay. I will start by saying I may or may not cry at some or many points in the evening tonight. Because my body is just coursing with
raging with hormones.
Way too many hormones.
Mine too. I get my shot.
And you're not getting the turkey baster next week, right?
It was supposed to be tomorrow.
Okay.
Turns out I have and this is always an overshare with my fertility.
You do this with a lot of things on this
is
show.
Is it about an STD or no? Because if it's about Nantucket, I think that we have
no, but can I tell you something? I was at dinner with friends last night, yeah. and they all have HPV. That's weird. And they said... And I
is
was
that
the,
a car?
Did you, no. did you put that on Facebook, who you're out with? Because yeah. I want to look now.
Sure. Oh, shit. There is a picture. So I suppose you could ultimately determine. But, you know, they were kind of like laughing. It's not funny, but it's like the lesser of all STD evils if you're going to have one.
And that's just from like sexual proclivity.
Right.
And that's not the right
it's,
word.
Exactly.
But.
It's just could happen. It's HIV.
Have
it's
I ever proclived?
It's, it's not the right
clap.
Word.
I don't
so
think
close.
I'm a procliver.
If the audience and, knows what proclivity means.
Who knows? And they, I said, they all said to me when we were sitting around, it was three girls and they all raised their hand. Oh, we have it. And I'm like, God, I don't. And they're like, what the, wait, what?
How do you not
yeah,
have
that's
it?
Literally what they said
How
to me.
How did you
all
miss
the,
that
all
train?
The
yes,
other stuff
they're like, killed it.
Wait, you just haven't been tested for it, right, girl? I mean, you got that. Anyway, it was just kind of funny. But I do not have it. I have uterine fibroids.
What that okay. means.
Oh, okay. I can get you a support group.
So I actually
because you're in it. What is it?
No, but I know someone that has problems with that.
Yeah. So I actually cried in the doctor's office and not for any. I have to have a surgery. Okay. It's very minor. Sure. It's outpatient.
Okay.
Nothing's horrible. But, you know, when you're in that mindset.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I was like ready to go. I've been taking the hormones. The eggs are big. They're ready to go. I, you know, and so we go in and I thought everything was great and we were ready to move forward. And she's like, uh-oh, I see something. We need to.
Is
have
that
another
because
test.
Of the
never
fertility?
Sounds good.
It's or, not. Okay. I mean, my doctor said it's as kind of random as sure. you know, getting a freckle or a mole or something yeah. just kind of popping up that you just don't really.
I'll get you in touch with somebody who's pretty well versed on that. So.
At the restaurant, yeah. They have
no. From personal life.
Yeah.
And if you would like, when you go for the surgery. We can all go with you.
Oh, my God. We'll broadcast live from your uterus.
We will. Not from her uterus.
Is there enough room?
Not from her uterus.
Probably.
Cervix
I've had a baby,
adjacent.
So, yeah.
And we are cervix adjacent.
We are going to be uterine adjacent.
Oh, I love it.
No, I you know, really.
We'll look for echoes.
Coming to you live from Vaginal Springs.
That's my favorite song by Fleetwood Mac. You could be my vaginal spring.
You
that's
could good. Be my vaginal
I feel like spring. I should list. I should
summer,
ask
winter,
for that to
fall.
Be playing.
Well, we could just be hanging out in the parking lot, like tailgating, almost.
Yeah.
Or we'll play like in your uterus on our boombox outside your window.
I really think that using the phrase tailgating is not
a good idea.
Good. Not in reference to her. Who
it depends on the position.
Right. Well, maybe. Maybe. It could be
I mean, it
are
depends.
Are we tailgating here? I can't tell.
What are we?
All right. Sniff
I think, honestly, I'm up for a tailgate because I'm going to be placed into a twilight sleep.
Well, that was the twa word you used.
I might be a lot of fun.
Not Michelle Bachman.
I could be.
Who is a twat?
So how are you going to be in 2 weeks when you and I host the Pride Parade here? How are you going to be?
I'll be fine. He said my doctor said the recover time is like, it's embarrassingly like how minor okay. the whole procedure is. It's just a little
so
bit.
So what I thought I heard. Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
kind
emotional.
Of loving, I'm loving that that's his deal.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. He's like, now in two yeah. weeks, what about
how
me?
Is this going to affect
how
me?
How is this going to affect me?
Well, he's going to read a whole thing that involves wood and a nail. Like,
no.
Look how much I do.
What is he talking about? Jesus.
I hope
what's
you have
happening?
The appropriate.
The one person that doesn't toot his horn at all, and I get reprimanded for any time I draw attention to something I do. Meanwhile, this one will talk for three fucking hours about Cher.
I don't know. I brought an orchestra. Are you fucking kidding me? All right, so what'd you do this
okay,
week?
Okay, so well, that happened.
And we're here for you one way or another.
But I had done the trick. That's very
I
sweet.
Really,
thank
really
you very
mean
much.
That.
No, and I appreciate it. It's very, very
you let me know if Marnie can do anything for you.
Yes,
thank you.
Me too.
I will.
They'll get a hold of me if you can.
I'm sure.
Day or night, we'll call her.
Don't worry about it.
They'll ride their bikes over and get me.
Oh, I have a trailer today, too.
I'm riding the bike. Well, I'm riding the bike now. We went on the bridle path this morning in the canal. It's actually not totally advisable with no lights. At 5 a.m.
No, it's
nothing,
not.
Nothing
we were wearing bright white.
Doesn't matter.
But it was the.
Doesn't fucking matter.
I know your Princess Leia get up.
Where were you?
I couldn't see a goddamn thing.
No.
I almost like ate it into a.
What path?
It was the bridle path. It's up central. It's uh-huh. it's the original, the horse bridle path.
Oh, okay.
They ride it. But anywhere you're going where it's dark.
It was very unadvisable.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. Half of it is for other people to see you for safety. But most of it is to see the giant fucking pothole
that's
coming
at you. We both have lights in the back of our bikes and we have the tire reflectors, yeah, and I have a flashing light. Red light on the back. But I
but
couldn't
you
see
drive,
a goddamn thing that was coming at me.
Would you drive your car
with no headlights?
No. It's just stupid.
It was stupid. My sister actually has
I
a headlamp.
I have done that before, yeah. But I think
we actually have a story and headlines coming up about no headlights. We have that too. I'm going to go get a drink. You guys keep talking. So when you're done, pass it to her.
Will do.
Okay.
And so I was 18 when it all happened. Oh,
red Moscato vodka. And oh, hey.
Little Moscato.
When you're done talking, you can go.
Good idea.
I'm trying to do my homework. God damn it, teacher.
So, but the reason I'm writing is because I'm doing a triathlon.
Yep, very good.
That's exciting. In May.
Now, what is that exactly?
It is a swim, bike, run.
For how long?
So I've done an Olympic length triathlon, which is not as big time as you think. It's not like the Ironman. But so I swim for, I swim a half a mile. Mm-hmm. I bike 12 and a half miles. And then I run a 5K. It's like it's like a total breeze.
Okay.
I'm feeling the breeze.
Sure. Uh-huh.
With the fan on.
I've done the biking 12 and a half miles.
Yeah.
Sure, I can move
and now,
that.
Granted, my bike is a Buick.
Yes. It.
Bikes 1 and 3 have been Buicks. The second bike was light as a feather.
Okay.
But that's a long way.
Well, and it is after you swim. The swimming is actually...
Because they don't put you on a nice flat downhill. Like, there's going to be hills and stuff.
I'll tell you what. This is actually a beginner try. They only do a super sprint and a sprint. So I'm doing the sprint, which is a little bit longer. It's in Tempe. You swim in the Tempe Town Lake.
Okay, I was going to say, right down by Tempe
it's
Town Lake.
It's disgusting, but I've done it before. Ew. And then you ride a loop. They said it's flat and fast.
Oh,
and then
good,
you
good.
Run around the lake.
Okay,
so you're talking like the loop for the 5K that they would normally do for a walk or for a run, whatever.
You ride that
bike
loop.
So they don't set
loop.
Up something different.
Well, they set up
because it's actually, really quite. I mean, if that's the case, I did a 5K down there, walking slowly.
Good,
slowly.
But, yeah. Oh, I'm
not gonna lie.
No. I was adding that. That's how I would do.
I was
too.
Crawling.
My run is like a really pathetic jog. Like almost walking.
By the way, anything off the couch. Good
my
for
run
you.
Is sitting. My
me?
Run
that's
is sitting here. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, walking to the bathroom is. But it is down by Tempe Town Lake. All that kind of stuff down
it's
there
nice.
is really nice.
I did one in Sholo that was a mile swim, a 28-mile bike ride, and then like a 10K. Okay. And that was a pain in my ass. That was tough. That was really hard. And I trained a long time for that and very well. Anyway, the other thing, I got a phone call from my sister today.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
My whole family's panicking. She's crying hysterically. Her house was broken into.
Okay.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I felt like I just wanted to call you immediately. She's devastated. She and her roommates,
where are they at?
They live at 10th Street.
Oh, here in town.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. At 10th Street between Indian School and Osborne. So it's 12th Street, rather. 12th Street.
Yeah.
The house is a little cute, little historic district, but it's an older one, and it's not like you're living in the Willow, it's a little older.
A little millennial-ish.
But it is a beautiful little neighborhood, really cute little house.
Yeah, it turns out the nicer it is, the more they want stuff.
But the worst part is they went in
then they
through,
become repeat customers.
Yeah.
They went in through the little tiny window in the bathroom above the shower. I thought that they have a brand new big screen TV that one of the roommates just bought, and I thought for sure they would have taken those things. But they went back out the window, which makes me believe they're really either
casing the joint,
maybe young, on drugs, just doing a quick job. They took all the mini electronics, all the laptops, the iPods.
That means there's probably one person.
Okay.
Oh, just grabbing the small
just
stuff.
Just whatever you
can
carry, because you need a second person to get those big TVs.
Okay.
Yeah.
They took my sister's took a duffel bag and just shoved a bunch of shit in it from all over the house. But what happened was the one roommate came home from work and walked in, and every couch cushion was overturned. There was just shit. They just basically went like in the cabinets, tore everything out.
Sure.
And so the biggest thing for them, they're all 21, 22. They're just feeling feel violated, they feel frightened, and Morgan said it just is bullshit that they came in through the bathroom. There's dirty, muddy footprints now all over their house. The guy got blood from God only knows what, probably cutting himself on the
window
on her bed.
Okay, but that's DNA.
So hi, DNA.
That's DNA.
Right. They did have the cops came and they took samples.
I watched CSI.
They took fingerprints. So then Morgan said. So then there's dusted fingerprints everywhere.
Yeah, right.
But she's just feeling. They turned.
I'll give you an update that on that over the
show too.
They flipped
her mattress.
Yeah, they do that.
They took the entrance
it
to the attic is in.
Again.
is in my sister's closet.
Might be the same
and
people.
They took all of her clothes out of her closet, so she just feels like they touched
had time.
Everything.
Right. They
were there a long
time.
So
do they have an alarm?
No.
And they have no renter's insurance.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Sorry,
that
sucks. I know.
That's all right.
I just wanted to tell my time. You can have my time.
So my news of the week is not terribly
so
uplifting.
Just keeps talking. I love it.
Yeah,
so
no, that's what I do.
You're welcome.
All right, Marnie Ryer,
go on.
We'll come back to it because I have a feeling that that's going to be an update later.
Yeah. It can be thoughtful, little charity.
It could be. Go ahead, Marn.
So it's been 2 weeks. This is just too much for me. To be away for a week was too much for me.
A lot happens in a week.
We missed you.
It was just too much for me. I kind of, like, I love my job.
Right.
I love my job that pays my bills.
Sure.
But I want this to be my job, the end.
Oh, I mean, really. Are you kidding? If I could sit in a studio and just talk all day and drink?
It pisses me off when I have to miss. Oh, my God. It's like bells at church.
Right.
I
don't like it.
Would you like to donate?
No, because I'm having PTSD.
Were you attacked during a bell ceremony?
No, it's just church.
Were you in the Jodi Arias trial? kidding.
I don't remember.
I saw Jodie Foster in the accused while bells were going off.
So, sexy Sadie.
Oh, but so Katie's going to get booze for you. Tell her what you want.
Oh, thanks. Same thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Same thing.
All right.
Red Moscato.
Head up to Studio A. Katie's coming in to get liquor.
Well, that should be Sprite. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see what.
She can hear you.
And Sprite. Yeah. No, splash.
Wait till you see her. She's coming through.
Katie, alert. I'm pretty sure
she just dropped my glass and broke it.
I think she may have.
She dropped the glass. She dropped my glass.
We
and
have
broke
visual
it.
Confirmation from this from control.
And I did not bring champagne.
Houston,
flutes.
We
I
have
them.
A problem.
Sorry. No, but those little cute.
That was a special one that I got on my anniversary two years ago.
You're a liar.
What should
yeah,
I play? Should
I am.
Okay.
I should play something like dramatic or suspense.
All right, tell us about
it's
your week.
Horrible. And then I had.
Tell us about your week.
All right, go ahead.
My 2 weeks.
I'm going to keep us on time today. God damn it.
We have to. I have things to do.
Anywho, everything is great. Walking in here was lovely. I smelled the orange trees, not the cum trees.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Pleasing.
I will take an orange over cum any day you need me to.
Any day. Love the vitamin C. Not the vitamin C. Anyway.
Whatever. Whatever.
Anywho.
Joe's just sitting there getting wasted on the couch in Studio A, just watching.
Do you
us.
Mean he had yeah. a sip of something?
Hey, I was just
one
gonna
sip.
I thought maybe.
Yeah. He weighs like a buck ten. How much is it going to take?
It's a sip of wine, electric car, and Star Trek. He's
absolutely.
Happy.
Absolutely.
Oh, and going to Mars. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Nope. Here, I'll get him off. Star Trek Enterprise, please hold. Star Trek Enterprise, please hold. Thank you for
Captain
waiting,
Kirk.
Star Press Enterprise.
We are beat me up, Scotty.
Somebody bring him a hand towel.
Aisle 4, clean up. this week coming up, Easter.
Yeah.
Is everybody really excited?
No.
Really? Come on. What about Good Friday?
It's good.
Well,
it's Friday.
I'm excited. What about Good Friday?
What do I harvest? What the hell am I going to do on Good Friday?
It's Aaron's birthday.
Oh, I do know that. I thought it was Thursday. I thought it was Thursday. Are you absolutely sure about your girlfriend's birthday?
I feel comfortable.
Ernie's birthday's on Friday?
Yes. I feel pretty comfortable.
That's true, because there is nothing down for the 28th.
That's correct. And it's not Good Friday, because that's Monday, Thursday.
I see.
Or so they say.
Or so.
And you know what you're supposed to do on Monday, Thursday?
I think drink.
You know, well, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
That's 365 days of the year.
All right.
366 on leap year.
Leap year.
You're supposed to clear out all the flour and grains. That's the expiration date before they had expiration dates. So that's why you make all your breads and your pancakes and you eat all the... it's carb day, but you're supposed
I've
to clear.
I've never
out,
heard of
you're
this.
You're supposed to clear out your pantry on Thursday of anything with
never
flour in it.
Oh.
I'm sure I did in eighth grade when I went through confirmation and all that.
Because I know, but I had to ask, like, why do we always have pancakes the Thursday? And no one could ever explain it to me. And then finally, I met a Catholic once.
Well,
and they told me that was that's your expiration date for all flour. You throw out all flour.
They all think they are.
And
I
Good Friday,
that. Yes.
I met a Mormon.
Oh,
just one.
Well,
again, I met one Catholic, one random. Mormon. I don't like.
Was it a Chick-fil-A?
I don't like to. No.
All right.
So, you know how they figure out. You know how Easter always moves, and I'm like, you figured out what day he was born. Pick a date when he died, motherfuckers. Right. What the hell is wrong with you people?
God, it turns out that
Good Friday, you start with the spring equinox, which was this week.
Yep.
Then it's
the first full moon, but you know whatever.
Then the first full moon, which I think is today.
Today is the full moon.
It's the first Friday after the full moon, after the spring equinox, because it's a day of planting. And they had to get the pagan holiday.
They got rid of all the stuff.
Because they had to pick a pagan holiday. So they picked the day of planting as Good Friday. Isn't that funny?
Well, look at all the information you have.
I know. There's a way to debunk your religion.
A wealth of it.
We'll figure it out.
I'm your girl.
Anyway, so back
to
Aaron.
So what'd you do this week?
Anyway, no, but that's it. I'm not going
into
it.
I'm keeping us on time.
Not going into it.
You have to talk yet. And
I realized.
Failing.
I'm over here.
Yeah, hashtag failing.
Still
go
on
ahead.
Me.
Go ahead.
All
love
right.
you. Love you.
Thanks. Anyway, so I
can say I love you in Agoria.
Oh, for
go
the
ahead.
Love.
Go ahead.
So I went back and I watched a couple of the shows, right? Because
okay.
We can watch them now.
It's more entertaining to watch than just to listen.
Oh, my God. You know, seriously, because because it'll be coming up on a year next month.
Next month.
And wild. And I think about our little tiny square studio and how cute that was and hot.
Mm-hmm. And the bathroom was a mile away.
A mile away.
Uh-huh.
That's where I started losing weight, though. So we need to change that a little bit.
You could run to the studio from home.
Oh, my bike ride here. May I just? My bike ride to the old studio was part of my weight loss plan.
Anyway, so then, last week. Oh, are you talking? Oh, I'm sorry. Weird.
All right.
So I realized a couple of things, though, in watching.
What have you realized?
Well, that I am a combination of Joe Cocker and Rodney Dangerfield, and I'm not okay with that.
Oh,
because I'm constantly like moving and like doing this, and
right.
like, you know, I don't get no respect.
Get no
like
respect.
I don't, you know,
it's
I've
Joy
got this,
Behar.
I know.
So what? Who cares?
So what? Who cares? So what?
Okay.
Yeah. But it's really kind of pathetic watching that.
Well,
whole thing.
But you'll learn.
Occasionally, I sit in that position that should never happen.
Try to
titties
move.
Up, titties up,
and then I'm like, holla.
Put a pencil under the breast. You need complete support, full support.
Hey, Katie June.
Are you coming back?
Were you cleaning up the glass? What was happening? Because I'm a little parched.
I kind of like the fact now that we can talk to people in Studio A.
Thanks for the plastic. Thanks.
But they can't talk back, but they give sign language.
They do.
You know, it looks, you know, hey.
I like it.
Now,
it's
him interrupting you.
But he can.
I'm going to keep score.
Anyway, that's really about it. It's just been a long 2 weeks, and it's so good to be back.
I love this. Cleared the hurdle. You're back on board.
Yeah.
We've locked Katie out.
1 second.
Jesus Christ.
Well, we did miss you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lock that door. The zombie apocalypse is coming, and we don't have food for them. Oh, no. They have all the food.
Oh, yeah. No, son of a bitch.
We have cake. No, we have cake.
We have cake.
Go, Alfred.
We're good. Carbs.
I wasn't done.
I broke your glass.
You said you were done.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
All
I broke your glass.
I'll just intro.
Yeah. It was very special. It was from her mother. Oh,
I'm
your mother's
really
alive.
Sorry.
No, it was my first anniversary.
Sorry, but that's also, I was kind of cleaning that up.
Hey, by the way, just kidding.
Okay.
By the way, your poor little thing. That was fucked up of me. You're all weepy and everything. Hormonal, that's fucked up. Honestly,
okay.
I think I
like
stole
you.
It from somewhere. It's good.
What, being a bitch?
It's to make Katie laugh. We're good.
You have.
You missed me.
I'm a little mad.
How
no,
do you go,
yeah, I do.
How do you
no,
go 14
I,
days without all this sunshine?
I know. Could never make it 2 weeks.
Well, it all began on a Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
No, it's been a... A fun week of work and playing. I got to have wait, there's something we got to talk about.
Do you have
about.
Dramatic music? Because that just sounded really
Because
dramatic.
I forgot. So I met up with some girls in the parking lot that I work with occasionally if I go to different parts of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're going to Dick's Hideaway for breakfast. And I was like, where the fuck?
No.
Because I thought they meant the strip joint,
oh,
which
yeah?
is called Dick's Cabaret.
No,
exactly.
Totally different.
So
like,
exactly.
Come on. Different, meat, different meats being served.
We are classy ladies. Yeah, but yes. one has meat and one serving cocktail wieners. So I've only been there once.
You figure out which one it is.
So honest to God, we went and Richardson's for the locals that are listening is back. It's by the Rokery, but
by the Rokery. I don't know where that is.
Up on 16th Street North. But
oh,
anyways,
Bethany Home? Is yeah. this why you said the cat hospital?
Right. But yeah. that's where Dick's Hideaway is. It's still the same Dick's Hideaway.
Oh, okay.
It's still, it,
yeah,
you
they
know,
didn't
it was,
move.
It was always the little place where if you couldn't get into the restaurant and you went and sat at their little bar that
it's
was
behind,
hidden.
It's behind, hidden behind Lucy's.
It's hidden
oh,
behind
okay,
Lucy's.
Okay.
We went there for breakfast. I was giddy as a schoolgirl, like kicking my feet. And like I was seriously doing cheers for my table because I was so excited to go back because that food is so good.
Oh, good.
And it's one of those places where you go for breakfast after work and you don't give a shit about the liquor. You're really there for the
sure,
food.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, I got a Bloody Mary, but I don't give a rat's ass. Yeah. I can make that. I can't make yeah. this. Delicious, fun. We had such a good laugh. And then today the bars went on my windows, and
okay.
they're beautiful. I have to tell you, just like I did, the relief that washed over me when the security doors went
mm-hmm.
on and they didn't look like a prison.
Yeah.
The bars on the windows,
really?
they match the house. They're painted the same color.
Good.
They look beautiful, and they're
all
decorative. They're far away from the window, so it looks
we might
really
have to
nice.
Talk because mom is mm-hmm. wanting to do something to her house, but she doesn't want it to look like a prison. But if,
sure.
you,
yes.
if you're on
I'll,
board,
I'll take pictures and send them to her.
We can do
oh
that.
My god, it
good.
Really does. It Lovely. Looks nice and it keeps the aesthetic of the house. I good. Still have the nicest little house in my neighborhood.
Yep.
Oh, well, I don't have a TV or a computer, easily. So please stay away.
Yeah, there's that.
So it's it was just very nice, and then today I went to. I went back with the trainer who finally put together something that I half wanted to stab him in the neck and half wanted to thank him. Stab him in the neck. One, his services will be held on Thursday. Donations to me will be accepted in lieu of flowers.
In lieu of.
Funny.
But it's just been an interesting week of, I don't know, I'm going to make a big change in my life and I'm going to work less and spend more time here doing this.
Really? Ooh.
We could do two nights a week. I'm not sure how we do it, but we could probably do it.
Oh, I figured
I meant by here a bar.
Oh, my bad. Now,
we can do that too.
Yeah,
which, by the way, isn't it the same fucking
my
thing?
My new
just
motto
cheaper?
Is, and you I have think. To do it in the right tone of voice, is make good choices. Like, seriously.
Hashtag lucky.
Yeah, you got to get it in that tone of voice I'm so famous for. Make good choices. Clayton, what did you do this week?
Well, I ran around the fucking valley a whole lot because a couple things are going on in my world. Number one, well, I did Sexiest Bartender Contest. I hosted
and
that
Todd
at
Todd won, I heard.
Todd won from Charlie's.
I was totally wondering. I didn't
Fantastic.
Know.
Fantastic.
Todd won. I forget what the dollar amount is. We haven't got a total tally. At least it hasn't been given to me.
Oh, I thought he raised $6,000.
He raised
well,
he raised
damn,
the most.
That's,
I mean,
that's
right. No. I just mean a total tally of the entire event.
Right. I heard $16,000.
Somewhere in that
so
area.
So I heard he was more
How
than a
How did you
third.
Host it and you're working?
Because he pays attention. Oh. I have a.
But from what I heard, he raised more than a third of all the money raised.
Yeah, he did.
So
that's
he did
awesome.
An outstanding
did a
job.
Really good job at that.
So, and he's kind of sexy. I have
so
to give
there
him
was, So there was.
Kind of.
Oddly sexy has nothing to do with it. So I'm actually. Asking them to change the name of it.
To Oddly Sexy Bartender.
To Why Are We Raising Money? That's what I wanted to change it to. So did that. I have a friend going, well, actually, he's not going through. Gone, has already done been gone through a breakup, and we're getting ready to move him. So wow. There's a move, and it's not just a move. He's moving into somebody else's house who's moving away. So we're moving two houses. I'm
I
running.
He had bought a house. All of,
who got? Who had a breakup?
No. Owning a
who's recently single? Because I need to date.
Owning a truck is not an advantage to me
so.
Right
oh,
now.
Okay, yeah. Sweetheart. Lesson lecture tour number one back in 1987. Don't buy a truck.
Yeah, I have well, always
why?
Owned trucks
because yeah. people like me are going to ask you to help them move.
And actually,
when is the move?
And I'm the only
when
person you should say
I'm,
yes
to. It's already started. We've already. Oh, okay. We're in, well, I'm in load three out of
then
that house.
That's just ignorant. And that you doesn't say, Marty, I need help.
No.
But in my defense, I did. Pay people to do it all, they just didn't show up.
By
they
the way,
didn't right.
you,
they didn't
you didn't care about a truck.
You,
you used my Subaru. You were fine.
Right, they didn't show up.
Oh, no. I'm
kidding.
Yeah. I'm not one
I would
of those
help you anytime.
For chickens people.
No, I would
like,
help you anytime.
Pay somebody, but
however,
last minute, the movers
back
show.
To me. What
people
would be,
I don't like.
What would
help.
Be nice is the larger of the two trucks that I own that's sitting in his garage.
Yeah.
I wish I had that because it has a larger bed and I could haul more shit at one time.
Less trips.
Yeah, less trips.
I'm like, you almost have all the tools to get to that truck. Do you have?
I have all of the tools to get to that truck.
But you don't have a key to the padlock, do you?
I know how to get into your house.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. Like, I don't.
And for those detectives listening right now, I know how to get into his house legally.
No, but I just because that's the only thing I've never made a copy of is I'm like I don't know if I've ever given you a copy of the padlock key.
I know we'll figure it out. But anyway, so I'm running around doing that, finishing Studio A, doing everything I've done. I thought I was gonna have a nervous breakdown this week. I literally did. I've never felt, and I'm sleeping horribly. So friends are trying to give me. Well, I've got pills for. I'm like I don't want pills.
I do.
I don't want. No, I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Was that out loud?
Not my turn.
I just want. I want.
Yellow light.
I want a good cocktail, and I want what?
No, it's in my person A or Carlton had it. So wherever Carlton opened the last one.
People from Studio A are coming in looking for bottle openers for wine.
Lock that door.
I'm sorry.
So anyhow,
lock that door.
What I want is.
I thought I had
more beverages. Well,
he has a key.
Joe has a key.
He has a key.
more beverages and better sleep. So I'm hoping now that this
is
hurdle.
Anyone in Studio A a locksmith?
I don't know.
Oh, but may I just? I have to interrupt you for just a briefest moment. Liquor is the worst thing with insomnia.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
I know. You don't want to hear it, but
Could
it
be.
Really is.
But anyway, I've cleared this hurdle. The studio's done. I'm done with that. Sure. I just got to move
and
somebody.
Clayton, it looks so good.
It looks,
thank you.
Looks
it's
really
looks
it's fantastic.
Adorable, as they say in Europe.
Is that Europe? European? Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. But it's just been, I really thought I had had full plates before in my life, and it's really been a lot. And the next 2 weeks, because we have Pride coming up, so Katie and I have the Pride event hosting the parade. And
I met two engineers that know how to work all this shit. You could sit by me.
But nobody knows how to run the show like I do.
Is mom going again?
It is. To what?
To Pride.
To the parade? If your mom going?
Yeah. Only well, if, I mean, she would love it.
Only if your mom's going.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm sure
they're going to they're going to birthday brunch on Sunday.
Are we
going to... I said you're going for your mom's birthday? She's like, yes. I said, you're going for lunch brunch on Easter for brunch?
Amateurs.
And
these are amateurs.
They're like, yeah.
Diane, are where you are listening? They going to... Do they already get reservations?
I have no idea. That's what I said to mom. No. I'm like, I don't know.
Take it from the woman without Mother's Day birthday.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're not sure how this is going to work.
Yeah, we don't fuck around with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is.
All right, see you later. Late snow. Yeah, it was a good time.
We are running late. It's 7:37. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk America. We are going
to
go into...
I missed that, man.
We're going to come right back with some headlines. We're going to talk about more shit. We have a lot more show to go, a lot more drinking. The drinking game. Oh, no. Plus, don't forget, coming up in, was it hour three now? Dr. Drew's Death Den.
Yeah.
And we have a brand new ride on Wipe-Off board. So we'll be back in just moments.
Well done.
Oh, I know. It's very exciting right here at Q Talk America.
Are you ready for this? It's a 30-second dance break.
And now something special from your friends at QTalk America. If you're looking for an online retailer that's got one of the world's largest online and mail order selections offering the very best in gay entertainment, then your friends at QTalk America would like to recommend TLAGay.com. From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD, as well as video on demand, they also have other literature, ebooks, and all of those other things that you don't want your mom to find. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And now through the end of March, there's a special discount offer for all of our QTalk America listeners. Do your shopping at TLAGay.com/QTalk. Make your selections from all of the products and services they have to offer. And when you're ready to check out, use the coupon code QTalk. You'll receive an additional 10% off your order, and that's in addition to any other discounts they're already offering. It's a great deal from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com. Once again, check them out at TLAGay.com. All right, it's a look at headlines coming to you on this Tuesday night, right here on, what is this? I gotta get a camera, don't I?
CBS.
Let's try this camera. How about that?
On the networks of NBC.
A spurned wife uses a billboard as revenge, kind of.
The Supreme Court on gay marriage today, sure. Who cares?
A dog leads its owner to a man trapped in a hole.
CVS workers must report how much they weigh or pay a $600 fine.
And a rage,
where's my checkbook?
And a rage at a taco
where's
stand
my hole?
Leaves four injured and one arrested. These and more enlightening stories, hopefully now on Q Talk America. See, that went very well for an unscripted.
Kind of good.
Kind of.
Well, I pulled her aside. We had a little rehearsal. It worked out really well.
I enjoyed every couple seconds of that.
You weren't listening
because
you weren't talking.
Got every it. Word. You couldn't find your hole, and he said kind of.
No, there was a...
He kind is spot of. Fucking on this one right
a little.
Here.
He's something, isn't he?
Yep.
Got
he's
it. Something.
Good
Marnie,
on you.
You take the first story, Marnie.
Well, I think I shouldn't.
I can get you out of that.
I think that you're going to do the one, because now I'm figuring out my iPad throughout the
okay.
show. Oh, I've got... No, go ahead.
Okay, that's quite all right. I can do this.
Sorry.
Let's go to Riverside, California, because it's lovely over in Riverside. Oh. A man who was trapped in the boulders on a Southern California mountain for up to 5 days is now hospitalized and in good condition. Riverside Fire Captain Bruce Vanderhorst says the man is being treated for this Tuesday for severe dehydration. A guy by the name of Ramon Lamas tells KTTV TV that his dog, oddly named Mole, whimpered, tugged at his pant legs, and then led him to some rocks Monday morning on Mount Rubidoux in Riverside, California.
You pronounced all those words correctly so far.
I think he spelled them out.
You know why? Because I pre-read all my scripts today. Fuck
oddly
you.
Oddly European.
When Cool. Oddly European and Spanish too. And I'm not dating any of them.
No. or is that is? I don't know.
See, essay. Yeah. Once the dog drug the man up the hill with it by pant leg, he saw a man trapped in a hole between two boulders. He gave the man a bottle of water.
Come on, you can't let that go.
A man trapped in a hole between two boulders.
You're gonna let that go?
Can I read
Who's
the rest of the story?
What was her name? Yeah. She's a whore.
Who?
It wasn't me.
The man trapped in the hole between the two boulders. Can I go back and read my story?
Please.
I've got so many questions.
Okay, so he saw a man trapped in a hole between two boulders, and he gave him a bottle of water. Authorities were then alerted. They freed the man, but without his shoes or pants. Part of your question was answered right there. We don't know why the fuck he didn't have shoes or pants. Anyway, he says the man seemed confused, telling rescuers that he'd been there for either 2 days or maybe five. He wasn't sure.
I still have both arms, so it's not been 127 hours.
Lamas said that he retrieved the man's dirty tennis shoes and will return them to him shortly.
All right. No. Okay, so
I do have one question, though, before he starts.
Go ahead.
He's not going to
hurry.
Go ahead.
Now, is that person related to Lorenzo Lamas? That's what I was wondering.
See? I looked at the picture and I don't think so, but
you never know. Because he does not look marvelous, darling. Right, he does not look marvelous.
I'm marvelous, marvelous. Now, I do not want to, like, cast aspersions on what you've written here.
Weird.
But it says...
I didn't write all this copy.
Mole whimpered, tugged his pant legs, and led him to some rocks Monday morning on Mount Rubidoux in Riverside, California. He saw a man trapped in a hole between two boulders. Who? Now, while the dog...
The story never gives the man's name.
So, the dog was rescuing one person and dragging him up the mountain and then saw another guy trapped between two boulders? Guy
was, why are you reading so much into it?
The guy was hiking on Mount Rubidoux.
I said there's a horror.
The dog was running around, all of a sudden came and tugged at his pant leg and took him to the man that was trapped. Did you ever see Lassie, anybody in Studio A?
No, I did not, by the way.
Timmy, what's wrong in the kennel?
Oh, there's a man stuck between two boulders?
There were so many pronouns.
I saw Lassie. I did not see
I mean this only as a mild criticism. There were so many pronouns in the story, I got lost.
Okay. I'll hire better copywriters when I steal shit from the internet.
I've been drinking.
Which is new.
I know. Marty, what you got?
Well, the Supreme Court on gay marriage today. It was a big story.
We're never going to get out of this segment.
What? Shut it. So anyway, they made a statement today, a huge statement.
What was that statement,
well,
Marty?
Well, they said, who cares? They said, who the fuck cares? Maybe they said that 10 minutes into oral arguments over whether or not homosexuals should be allowed to marry one another. A visibly confounded Supreme Court stopped legal proceedings Tuesday and ruled that gay marriage was perfectly fine. And that the court could care less who marries whom.
She's on the onion. She's on the onion.
Get it, court. Done.
Recess. We're going to lunch.
Can we move the fuck on to something important now? Anyway, yeah. So, you know, of course, there was a big deal. But at the end, God bless them all. Roberts added, come on, let's go get some food. And all of the justices followed him out the door.
And I'm pretty sure one of them just wanted a Diet Coke with a hair on the lid.
Well, I'm quite certain one of them just wanted to lay down and take a nap.
Well, sure they should.
We can
Ginsburg's
help them.
A little older.
Oh, but she was a
God
trooper.
Bless her. She is amazing. Get, what's
and you know what she
Fruitless.
Said? She said she's
not, amazing.
She's going to make it through this season and maybe season 28.
Oh my God! It's like a
Project Runway.
It's almost like the Supreme Court.
Even though she has pancreatic cancer,
she's like, I'm not going to die till this motherfucker's
left
put to bed.
Leg yes. is to the hip into the grave.
Oh, yeah,
she has said that
she's like bitches.
I love her.
She is not giving up, even though Obama's reelected and she'll probably be replaced. She's not going anywhere. No. I'm amazed.
She's so fucking awesome.
She really is. She'll
be there till death.
Fireball.
She'll be like all the other popes.
But she's not going to quit.
She'll stay till the end.
That's the difference.
Well, one of the headlines that I didn't get to read the title to, one crazy bitch has figured it out. She has really figured out the real reason. And you're all gonna, I know you're going to love this. The real reason that the world is becoming more accepting of homosexuality. She's figured it out. One of the more stridently anti-gay voices on the religious right offers a new reason why more and more young Americans support marriage equality. The whole reason? TLC's reality series Say Yes to the Dress.
Well, sure. Of course.
Her name is Sandy Rios, and I hope she has a cute brother. A radio host for the Conservative American Family Association, otherwise known as the AFA, said television shows like Say Yes to the Dress are giving Americans a skewed picture of homosexuality. This is a quote from her.
I'm sorry.
I know you like to jump in.
I'm sorry.
When you get your own show...
When your name is on the
line, sorry.
A quote from her: "Our children, for the most part, have heard nothing but positive things about homosexuality and its effects, because there are so many bad effects."
Absolutely.
Rio said Friday on her morning radio program, "Quote: It's kind of fun. We see Say Yes to the Dress, which, by the way, I love, and we see the gay characters on that. The one in Atlanta, the one in New York, and well, it's the face of the homosexual community that's only painted with the positive brush." When those of us who have been involved with these issues for many years see the darker side and the destruction. The argument that television programming might be normalizing homosexuality is not new, but it is interesting that Rios fixates on that show, by and large, celebrates the actual heterosexual marriage. Apparently, the mostly straight bridal experts of the prestigious salon that they are, I guess they go, I've never watched the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a shit about bride dresses.
Well, no.
They're only making dream weddings come true for the heterosexuals while also carrying out their subversive pro-gay campaign.
Good. Absolutely.
Kills me.
Now, I know the headline goes to me, but let them talk amongst themselves while I do a page. Paging Joe DeGanzik.
He's pointing to somebody and drinking wine.
Okay.
He can't hear me?
Don't we have a couple things to say about this? Who watches this shitty show?
First of all, my mom. And when I called her one day and said, what are you doing?
And my apologies to your mother.
Yeah, I said, what are you doing? She goes, watching my favorite show. And I said, what's that? And she goes, Say Yes to the Dress, but I'll never be a bride's mother. I'll never be the mother of the bride. Shut it down.
We're weeks away from that.
Oh my God. She was so dramatic. Okay. Janet June, zip it.
Zip it.
Janet June.
Little concerned that Joe is my bartender. Now go on.
I'm going to raise the concern level to orange. Right. I'm going to feel free.
Oh,
to
orange. Serious.
Nice.
Now, God bless. Now, what I mean about who's watching this shitty show is does anybody gay even know that this show is on? Like, who's watching
this? Oh, I'm sure they do because
this is
a
about
lot of gays.
Bridezillas.
A lot of the gays.
This is like the worst. I would think.
There is a new show that is coming out that is worse than any of this shit could ever be. No. Oh, no. That's fucking awful. But it's called Urban Tarzan. It's on Spike. I swear to Jesus. Not because it's Easter. Not because of Lazarus or anything else. I'm talking about Urban Tarzan.
You know a lot of people.
You do, actually. In the Bible, you've named two of them already.
Well, there's Ruth.
I don't like fiction, so I don't read them.
Thank you, dear. Also known as Al's mom. But it's the idea. Yeah, no, Urban Tarzan. And so there are all this kind of shit that's coming out. It's too crazy. It's just too crazy.
I feel like you need to elaborate a little bit. Right. Is it like about people that live in the jungle?
Oh, you want to know about Urban Tarzan?
Exactly. People that live in the city
I didn't want to steal his swing from vines.
No, we're still trying to steal the thunder of who watches a show that they knew that there was a pro-gay message on.
There's not.
There is a gay bridal consultant on the show.
Right.
There is one guy. But he's all he cares about is like pretty dresses and making brides feel good.
Right.
Right. But aren't all these shows showing the awful side of heterosexual? But that's the only reason I would think they would be pro-gay. They are just because they're showing all that's wrong with. I've never seen it. Based on nothing. This is like all the horrors that are involved with
based on nothing. Most of this show is based on nothing. Yeah.
Somebody posted on a Facebook page. I feel that marriage should be equal for all citizens. If any of you assholes want to be as unhappy as my brother and
his
wife.
Right.
I saw that somebody posted that.
And the thing is that's what I had written this thing today, and my whole deal was like you should be allowed the choice.
To be miserable?
But I put it differently. So a beautiful, happy marriage.
Right.
Because the thing is, I was trying to be positive-ish in what I had written. But it comes down to the fact that how many motherfuckers do I know that were married? I have a couple of people, maybe in my family, maybe not, that are still married that maybe shouldn't be.
Oh, there's a lot of people out there
that stay married for the wrong reasons and that do all these kind of things. And it's like, then you look up at people that truly are in love and may become miserable as fuck later on. But they should have the right. And that's all it is.
Right.
The choice. Anyway, done.
Continue on. Go to your next headline.
I almost had our drinking word. We said a phrase a second ago, and
there.
I already lost it.
It'll come back.
I wrote drinking word, and I lost it.
We'll get there. So, Marty, go to your next headline.
Well, CVS workers must report how much they weigh or pay $600 fine.
I heard this.
What do you think about that?
Get used to it.
Uh-huh. Well, because of the new, as people like to call it, Obamacare.
Right.
Which, but yes,
because
he does.
Of that,
thanks.
Right? No, but because of that, it's a new policy at CVS that requires all employees who use the company's health care to report their weight, glucose levels, and body fat.
BMI, wow. Their BMI index,
to their
right.
insurer, right. or pay the penalty of $600. And my favorite fucking line, a hefty sum for many of the low-wage staff in the chain's pharmacy stores.
But yeah. all you have to do is report it. They're not saying you're going to be penalized if it's high.
Come on.
No. What they're saying, this is,
I are going to argue about it, but I mean.
I hate to break this to you,
yeah.
but well care is where we have to move as a nation.
We do, and I'm not disagreeing
so
with
that.
So
what you have to do is you have to make sure that the people at CVS or where I work or anywhere you work
at
are
restaurant.
Aware that
restaurant.
What we're watching is your BMI, your blood sure. glucose, and your weight. And now they're not penalizing anybody. What they're saying is if you tell us if you tell us these things,
yep.
yet is the important word.
Right.
Actually the important thought and I don't mean to
because,
jump in.
Yeah.
But if I go, because clearly I'm not going to be putting in an application
working,
at CVS.
But you're working towards
but that's my point. Why in the fuck would I put in an application? I need a second job. I'm gonna go. I'm
because
going to CVS.
As the company
right
becomes,
no, I'm not.
As the company becomes more aware of their healthcare needs and they educate people and say, watch your blood glucose, watch your weight, watch your BMI. These are going to lead. Remember, we talked a couple weeks ago about diabetes with zombies.
Diabetes. As it were.
It's so important that you know this is not a manageable disease.
Right.
Yes, you can take insulin, but it's going to fuck you up.
Totally.
You're
going to
lose limbs.
They're going to cut you off in pieces.
I get it.
If someone does not make you aware.
But do I get that? Because of Obamacare, or do I get that because I've known that
because
for a
Obamacare
very long time?
Because Obamacare says that one of the things is they penalize you for repeat hospital visits. So we have to get the message to you as fast as possible that your diabetes, your weight, your sedentary life is the problem. So if you show up back in the hospital in 30 days, the hospitals aren't going to get reimbursed because we haven't done our job.
Right.
So now everybody from your insurance company to your employer to Michael Bloomberg, this nanny state thing, everyone is going to start saying, you cannot keep living this American lifestyle.
Okay.
You cannot. It doesn't lead to healthy lifestyles. If we all have to pay for health insurance, you have to do something today.
Proactive. I get that.
But
CVS
is saying, they're not saying because you weigh too much, you can't work here. They're saying, we want to know what you weigh. We have to get a plan together. And when we get our health care plan as a group, we need to know, okay, you have cancer. We're not going to penalize you for that.
Sure.
But if there's something you can do something about, then we're going to eventually work along the lines of maybe it's a stress relief program. Maybe it's massages that work. There are well-cared things to do.
Walk. I get that. I get that. But here's my problem.
But
here's my counter argument. I go to apply for a job and I'm not tiny. So I walk in there and now I have to get my finger pricked so that you can take my blood and you can see this.
Well, they ask you
a time out.
Or you have to pay more because you're a mystery.
No. Which.
Yeah.
My point is that that's fine, but is that where we're going or is that.
Well, that is where we're going.
Because
now we all have one
health care.
We all have one health care system now.
And then that's okay, but then CVS should not be brought out as being like CVS says, because
may be one of the first ones.
Right. If anybody that's going to pioneer something and come out and actually make it their policy, they're always going to get scolded for it. Absolutely. So 5 years from now, when everybody's doing it, they'll be championed.
My company does it in a different way.
Okay. I was talking, but I appreciate you talking. but what's going to happen is that
you asked me to be honest.
In 5 years, what's going to happen is when everybody else is doing what he says with the well care we're going for, they're then going to be championed as, well, you realize the leader in doing all of this was CVS. So that's going to come out later on in life. So right now they're getting their hand slapped by the media because they look like the assholes are going to come on and are going to make people weigh in.
Yeah. And by the way, that's fair. I'm not, I just thought it was funny to go against them.
Were you
with
concerned
it,
more of the big brother issue? Is that what you're more concerned
about? They call it a nanny state. What we have to turn into is the nanny state. Someone has to tell people you can't drink big gulps of soda
all the time.
Every single day, Kirstie Alley.
By the way, here's the. But stop calling me Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley's the first one with her weight. Her first weight gain problem. She said, "I drink a soda a day."
for the record.
I
wasn't
too many.
Necessarily
I
opposed to this. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And but the interesting piece to me was that if this is where we're going, as Alan and Katie are saying, fine.
Right.
Then I'm good with that. But aside from that, this coming out and the way that it's being presented, whoa.
Because everybody's anti-nanny state right now. Everybody's against Mayor
and yes,
Bloomberg.
It's the big brother kind of. And the whole, like, trying to monitor my fucking soda. I don't drink soda anymore, but trying right. to monitor it?
Yeah.
Back off.
But
bitch.
It makes you aware. Now, it's in the back of everybody's sure mind is. That.
But shouldn't it have been through McDonald's
no,
and supersizing shit?
No, because they're making everything sound good. McDonald's makes right. it happiness, and it's great America.
And they make money on
soda.
It.
But not
they
when they have super. It. When they have that documentary.
Right. Okay, now you name on your hands who watches documentaries besides me.
And I do.
Well,
I totally
and
do.
And everybody in Studio but, A.
Pretty well, much, they all do, right? They all raise their hands.
That's me.
Except JoJo. She's on her phone texting about a documentary.
Help me. What was it called?
Supersize Me.
Supersize Me.
But how many of you made a change based on sodas because of that documentary?
Did any of you make a change based on drinking sodas?
Hands
based
in
on
the
that?
Air. No, yes.
She doesn't drink soda at all. He doesn't really know.
Kind I'll of. Tell you, okay. I didn't. I drink Coca-Cola. I don't drink Diet Coke. I drink Coke, okay, and I didn't change my behavior.
But you're better to have sugar than all the shit that's in Diet
that's,
Coke.
That's probably true.
Right. No,
I just wish Crown
right.
Royal and tasted as good with Coke than it does with Diet
yeah.
Coke.
Yeah. And I like,
it's what you're used to. Like,
I,
sure.
well, I need to change to just to. Crown
I
and water.
I want to just say nice. Two things. Is that one, they've already, many, many, many companies have already been doing it with smoking.
Right.
It's been, they've done it for a long time with smoking.
It's been a part of your health insurance exam for years.
They won't. And there are companies, I mean, I think. Primarily healthcare companies, but you know, Cigna, for example, they won't
That's
hire
not water.
You.
Oh.
It's a lot of vodka.
Cigna won't Ooh. Hire you if you smoke. They will. Yeah. They said this is a couple years ago. We will no longer hire smokers.
Scottsdale,
it is
Scottsdale
done.
Health does not hire smokers.
Sure, and it's and so you know you have to look as that's a choice.
But then you have the same. So interested in. I see. The interesting piece is that then at the same time, you today had an announcement from the, not the FAA, but just from the airlines that
That's
they're going to charge
gonna
people
also.
In their weight.
So seats
it's
are
a
only
thought.
So big.
No, but I mean, it's the idea that, I mean, it definitely is.
Because it has to get on
it's
people's
an issue.
Mind. Like, I am convinced that if I lived 100 years ago, I would be the circus exhibit. Like, I'm
oh,
so
be,
fat, I'd
well,
be the fat lady at the circus.
I understand. You're not
but
so
now,
fat by today's standards.
But
and you're
today's
not,
standards,
so fat anyway.
But 100 years
the
ago,
lady
you,
too,
I'm,
been gigantic.
I'm like point and
you
stare.
You would have been tall,
yeah.
and you would have been big. Yeah. Sure.
I know
can't believe out of that whole exchange, I found a great drinking word and I lost it.
Well, we'll come back with it, I'm
Somebody
sure.
Somebody play the show for me.
Play it back. We are coming up at the end of hour one. We have two more hours to go. We are going to continue on with headlines when we come back after this top of the hour crossover. You are listening to Q Talk America. It's the show. I'm in studio with Marnie, Katie, Al. My name is Clayton McKee. Everybody in Studio A is sitting on our new couch, just chilling,
Hi, Studio A.
drinking and eating cookies. I got to get a cookie at some point
They're
somewhere.
Good.
We're going to continue on with headlines, and then after that, we got entertainment, Dr. Drew's Death Watch, we have the drinking game, and so much more. Coming to you live from our grand opening night at the Q Talk America Studios in Central Phoenix. Please join us in the chat room, send us a message, and we will see you on the other side. Stand by, we'll be right back.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
I love this camera system. It's fun for everybody.
It's fun for me.
Good evening once again. It's 8 o'clock. It's the beginning of hour two. This is The Show on Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee, your humble and loyal host every week right here, coming to you from the Q Talk America studios in Central Phoenix. Thank you for being here with us. To everybody in the chat room, listening around the world, and as I like to say, all the ships at sea. I'm here in studio with Marnie, Katie, and Al, as we are every Tuesday night. We come to you live from the Q Talk America studios from 7 to 10. That is Arizona time. If you live outside of that, figure out what the fuck time it is and tune in. We are not responsible. Joe had to, twice a year, Joe has to go through the website and fix shit. Oh, I had your mic shut off.
Yeah,
on.
It's a smart move.
Oh, was that Arizona time? We are not in a time zone.
That is my theory. Just call it Arizona time and fuck everybody else.
He's an Apple whore. Everything from Apple says Central, Mountain, Eastern, or Arizona or Hawaii time.
I just say we say Arizona. And
what the fuck?
There you go, Joe. Arizona time.
He doesn't know.
It's Arizona time.
It's Arizona time.
I can help you abbreviate it. I believe
he's
it's
AZ.
Outside enjoying some tasty treats from, and I just want to do a little plug, the cafeteria.
The cafeteria.
Is Breyer still here?
He's not.
I haven't got to eat anything yet, but I'm drinking. So.
I want to watch Joe drinks till he throws up.
Yes.
That's my dream.
We got 2 hours of this show to go. We may get our wish. We'll see. Anyway, we are going to continue on with some headlines because, well, apparently these people like to talk. We started actually late into our headline segment, but coming up is our drinking word and also our entertainment segment with Katie and Al. So we'll continue on with headlines right here at the beginning of hour two. Let's go to Austin, Texas, shall we?
We should. I'll stay here.
Okay.
Authorities say that several people were injured after a pickup truck slammed into a local popular taco stand in Austin, Texas. Police Corporal Anthony Hippolito said that 22-year-old Osvaldo Galarza Najera...
Have you guys dated?
No. Oh, my God.
Oddly, he's the right age, but not...
He's
not,
like Epcot Center in one name.
So when I got out of that first
line... If he's got a Chinese buffet in his crotch, we are in.
So wait a minute. So the police corporal is Anthony...
He's the Epcot Center in one name.
Fuck you.
It's only better if she spits her drink.
So the police corporal, his name is Anthony Hippolito.
That's the one.
And then the 22-year-old is Osvaldo Galarza Najera.
You have all that written out, don't you?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't.
Because you know that.
I didn't. Well,
yeah. He stands in front of the mirror and says, "Will you marry me, Alonzo Haranza Rivera?"
Hola.
can I finish my story?
Chupa mi verga. Google it.
Anyway, Najera was charged with 2 counts of intoxication assault after the crash early Monday morning. Police said that the driver had left the scene but was later located by police and pulled over simply because there were no headlights on his truck. Coincidentally.
Not because he hit a taco truck?
I am so sorry. You read ahead far too much.
You used to turn my microphone down while
I'm going to do it from now on.
You used to be smart.
He was
pulled over simply because there were no headlights on his truck. Coincidentally, at the same time they were pulling him over, a 911 call came in identifying the same vehicle as being involved in the taco rage. According to reports from KXAN, the man had been refused service because he was intoxicated. A county EMS spokesman said that 2 women were transported into the hospital. One had a broken leg, the other had a suspected fractured pelvis, and neither injury was life-threatening. In addition to that, a worker in the taco stand sustained grease burns. All of this happened...
Unrelated to the car accident.
No.
Do they have a lawyer?
No, hang on. Wait. A woman had foot pains, he had grease burns. Wait a minute. The reason was, he was... Now let me... Wait.
I just had my hand up. Okay, I'm not talking.
You'll be called upon in a moment.
He
was refused service, intoxicated, then went back to the parking lot, put his truck in reverse, backed over 4 people sitting outside the taco truck, hit the trailer, pulled forward, rammed the trailer, thereby knocking out headlights, then took off from the parking lot, going doily down the road.
It does not say doily.
No, I put that
no,
in
I like yeah. that. I like that a lot.
Because we all know how to do doily down the road.
So
I didn't know that that's what it was called, but I'm going to join in.
You ever watch Will and Grace?
Yeah.
He walked doily down the road.
Okay.
So he was pulled over after trashing this fucking taco stand. He remained in jail as of Monday night. Jail records did not list an attorney.
All right. I have 2 questions.
What's your question?
First off, how do you... respect yourself working at a taco truck and refuse to serve a drunk person. Who else is coming?
It's not outside
the Queen of England.
It's not outside of Charlie's.
The cast of Mayfair. What's it called? Bombay Dreams.
I don't know.
You don't know.
What's that show called on PBS?
No clue.
It's not called Bombay Dreams.
Say,
Downton Abbey.
Same thing.
I get PBS. I don't know.
She has a suspected broken pelvis. When will they be sure?
Well, I'm sure after an MRI and a DUI and a bunch of other shit. Did you spit? Did Marnie spit? Marnie has not spit a drink out in a while.
I've never heard the phrase suspected broken pelvis. Follow up. Don't print the shit till the x-ray's done.
Well, the
done.
Problem is
what the fuck?
She doesn't have
they
any
can't find her pelvis?
She has no well care.
Oh, sad.
She would have never put her pelvis in jeopardy if she knew better.
She is cut.
Never.
That chimichanga is never going to come back.
But that drink's coming out her nose.
What is wrong with Marty?
I don't know.
I hope somebody knows CPR.
Oh, thank God. I do, actually. Oh, shit.
Oh,
that was a close one.
Do you want to take another one, or do you want me to? Do you need to recuperate? Are you okay?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Joe Daganzik, Joe Daganzik.
I think you...
Don't pace me.
We have to pace you.
No, don't pace me. I'm back to straight vodka. I'm a pretty blue collar.
I know, I poured it.
I know, but I'm just saying, don't pace her, because I'm the train that's crashing.
Does he not know his name?
Yes, he knows his name.
No, he's looking at him. He knows his name.
Joe's already wasted.
Joe Daganzik.
He's not a fucking bartender.
What does he need? A fucking sign?
No.
Somebody
make me...
On the air.
Oh,
on the air.
You know what? We have an on-air sign, but it's over there.
But it was on when we weren't on the air.
I need a drink sign.
It's decorative.
Is what I need.
It meant nothing. It means nothing.
It's a decorative sign. It's the sign my mom got me for Christmas.
M'lady.
I don't know how you became our bartender. I'm not really sure about that.
Who else is? Because her dad isn't here.
I know. You fired him.
Yeah. Before he could even start.
No.
He couldn't come. Weird.
Not on this.
I know.
We don't have anything to make a blender drink with.
It's a rough day to be.
Can we continue on? It is really a rough day.
Please.
I'm going to continue on with a headline. This will be good. While they figure what the fuck we're drinking.
I love when we all stop talking and look around.
How many? Right.
It makes for really good radio.
Oh, I want to get Marnie all riled up with the headline.
Only in Arizona.
Okay.
Only in Arizona. Are you going to... will we maybe ask... Show me your papers before you pee.
Mm-hmm. We briefly talked about this last week, I think.
No, we missed this one completely.
I thought we did.
Nuh-uh, we didn't get to this one at all.
Well, good, because I was so ready for that last week.
Taking a picture of yourself,
Katie? And I thought, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, all that.
Is that... Only in Arizona. Like, how can we be proud of this shit?
Now, isn't this why Anderson's Fifth Estate... Are you done? Can I talk?
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with Anderson's Fifth Estate.
But remember Fifth Estate got...
Right. I do.
Their whole shutdown was because about denying someone the right to use the bathroom. Yep. In this day and age...
Right.
Close the fucking stall door. Get
Seriously.
The
take
the urinals off the wall, because I don't use them, so really there's no need.
Everybody you don't use them. Have you ever been to a basketball game?
But everybody gets a stall. Just go to the stall. Right. We don't need to pee like horses. It's gross. And they keep making the walls between you and seeing the next person's dick so big that there's nothing to be had by peeing there. You can't look over and see anything. Or you've got like the little 2-foot thing for the children that makes it even grosser to... I mean, can you imagine you're going to the bathroom and you're doing that thing on the wall that no one understands? And then they have the little
short...
You
mean with
the cake?
So you're doing a thing on the wall with a cake? Isn't that what it's called? You have a urinal cake?
You do. You pee into a cake.
Yes.
That's a fucking problem.
It'll turn you off desserts for a long time. But there's a little lower one for dwarves and children. I am not comfortable...
Or people that break into Al's house.
Peeing where dwarves, children, are the people that break into my house... are gonna come into the next stall. Fuck you.
Wait a minute. Do they have a sign up that says only for dwarves and children? Like,
who else is gonna pee in that thing? It's down by your feet.
Well, someone it's well
gross.
Hung.
It's
could
gross.
Be, you know, you don't know.
From now on, heretofore,
Duke could do that. No. And I get that. What I'm saying is, say you are not a dwarf.
Yes, I mean, you can pee in it. You gotta pee in it when you gotta go. You gotta go.
Right.
I'm just saying, everybody gets a stall. Make the.
I said, "Are you well?"
Oh, I don't. Anyway. I do not get it.
This says
I don't think
bathroom bill.
All bathrooms are unisex from here on out, according to me.
Well, it.
We do it here.
When you're king. Uh-oh.
Oh. People are listening.
They're bringing cookies and food into the studio. If the camera with the wide shot would show the cool studio, I would show you that.
Look at that.
Everything is
happening
right now.
How sweet. Oh. Thank you so much.
Because what we need are carbs.
Notice that the
oh, no, we're
going to...
Yeah, you get the carbs. We're going
right
to take...
next yes. to Katie.
You brought napkins?
This is healthy.
By the way...
We have Sandy hands.
Joe Daganzik.
Is over there.
Joe Daganzik. Is still making a drink.
Is attempting to make my cocktail.
Good times. I know he's such a good bartender.
Yeah, no, he is. Should I put you in charge from now on?
Please?
Susan Holtz, waitress.
What's your name?
Susan,
who are you?
Susan.
Hi, I'm Susan. Hi, I'm Marnie.
Hi.
I'm Marnie.
My name is not Susan, Whitney Houston fans.
Thank you.
My husband is actually Chris Kurtz, who comes in and does the tech talk show sometimes.
There we go. So can you make a better drink?
You make a delicious drink. Don't get me wrong.
Thank you for the treat, Susan.
Here. By the way, Susan, thanks for the
thank
treats.
You.
Joe's in charge of my cocktails.
Sandy hands, if you need
Sandy hands.
Joe was
Susan
in charge
knew
of
when it was spinning out of control and she should bring us
Oh, I haven't had one of those either.
Thank you.
Those are lovely.
Pass that down. I'm good. Thank you.
I'll get it. I got it.
Nope. All right.
May I adjust?
I was going to may I adjust you.
I know, but you cannot. I need to read what the bathroom bill actually is. Before the state legislator, it says, show me your papers before you pee. Read it. A person commits disorderly conduct if the person intentionally enters a public restroom, bathroom, shower, bath, dressing room, or locker room, and a sign indicates that the restroom is for the exclusive use of persons of one sex, and the person is not legally classified on the person's birth certificate as a member of that sex.
Fuck you.
Hence, show me your papers. And you can bite me.
Honestly,
are you kidding me?
You're going to bite.
Well, it's the same thing as that show me your papers bullshit on the road. Like, I'm driving and I just got done tanning. And now you're going to pull me over and I'm going to have to be like, well, back in the day. But,
well,
you know, like,
that.
Right? You're going to pull me over and all of a sudden I have to be like, oh, I'm white. What? Fuck right off. That is
the
bullshit.
Thing that this
Dan Brewer's a cunt.
Yeah.
And I did. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
We are 72 minutes into the show, and no one has said
no
cunt
one
yet.
Has said
wait,
cunt
there
yet.
Is a bumper sticker going around. I saw someone that said Jan Brewer is a twat. It's a bumper
I
sticker.
I need it. I need it.
I want two.
I'm going to look it up.
That was
I'm Googling
a good tomato.
That.
I had a good tomato.
You had a good tomato. Okay. Now,
go.
The first problem is all the, because today I am a feminist because it's Gloria Steinem's birthday.
Well played.
I'm going to slip that in. Yes.
I like how I described this show to somebody earlier as we are really not political. Mm. We're just more fun.
But I like how that's in your mind.
And we're certainly not correct.
That's my goal.
Yeah, I know. But we're fun and political. It can happen.
Are you talking toward me?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to talk right to you this time.
Look right at her.
So now the problem is when you're at a sporting event, when you're at a theater event, all these different things. I know. It looks like I'm talking to myself, but I'm really talking to you.
You wish I were a mirror.
There's not enough women's bathrooms. So at some point, somebody's going to have to do the people. Do you hear the people sing Les Miserables intervention and start peeing in the fucking men's rooms? Like, what are women doing?
There have already been Les Mis memes today with flags of
yes.
But what are you doing not getting in the men's line? Why are you waiting in that line?
Oh, I peed in the men's line in college all the time. I got kicked out
by the
time.
Way. That was Aaron. We went to America's Taco Shop on Sunday.
I think unisex
and
bathrooms.
No, there's a women's and a men's, and we went in protest to Sheriff Joe raiding, and so we're there, and we go and there's a line for the bathroom, and I'm waiting in it behind this other gal, and then there's a men's room. And it was open.
And it has a lock on it.
And my girlfriend walks through and looks at the two of us like, well, you're dumb. And that's it. And
it's
she
got
goes
a lock
into
on
the
it.
Bathroom. She comes back out 1 second later and says, bill hasn't passed yet. Fuck off. And goes right back into the bathroom and pees. And I'm standing there uncomfortable.
As far as I'm concerned, a single person bathroom with a lock is instantly unisex.
It's unisex. I agree with
you. And when you're waiting,
I agree.
And I like my theater. I go to see a lot of theater. When you're in the theater and you have 15
you'll do
minutes
well on the test.
For every woman in there to fucking pee, use the men. I don't understand the.
I'm gonna go see if
no
this
unisex.
One's unisex.
Yeah.
This one.
It is. Again, unisex. You grew up with unisex bathrooms. Yeah. When did you stop being okay with peeing with other people? It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. It makes me think of Ally McBeal every time. And how
easygoing
they had it on their television show. Can I also share that Meg Sneed, who most of you know, she's an activist in town, and posted something in regards to this bill on her Facebook page. So I feel like I'm comfortable sharing it because she was
openly.
That when she was 24, and I don't know if you guys know, but she's a cancer survivor.
She got a
cancer diagnosis. She said, I quickly lost all of my hair and energy to put on makeup. My energy to put up makeup was gone. I suddenly found myself being called sir and son and got my share of weird glances in the bathroom. I was not a boy in the girls' restroom. I was simply a woman who was going through the worst ordeal of my life. I can't imagine, having that situation. And then on top of that, being questioned and or threatened for using the fucking
this
toilet.
This is just people being the biggest fucking cunts
dicks.
They can think of.
Just
there's
dicks.
A bathroom. You have to pee. Get Are over you your kidding? Fucking self.
Well, and I look at people like, and I people that I know who are transgender, female to male, a couple of males that I know that are, I'm shocked. I would never have picked them out of a crowd. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't. But my this is just, I'm using this as an argument. I wouldn't want some of these men, I would feel uncomfortable if they were in the women's bathroom. It says female on their birth certificate, but they're men, for God's fucking sakes. And if they came in the women's bathroom, I'd be like, what's this guy doing in here? Like, that would be weird for me.
Yeah.
But that's what, I don't get it. And it just makes me so fucking pissed off. These, like, weird insecurities of these, like, you know, these, like, weird heterosexual, unsure men in our legislature.
And make a non, and I know the ladies do other stuff in the bathroom, but go to the bathroom. I know there's a whole loungy area where you look in the mirror.
I do, like, makeup and hair.
And makeup and hair.
Chatting.
I do that, too. I do that, too.
Why can't there be a women's room?
A lounge. Where no peeing goes on. Don't make people get urinary tract infections.
Ew.
Because they gotta wait and fucking, every time I'm in the at the theater, no matter what theater, I always tell people, get in this line. Yeah. There are 6 stalls in there, and guys don't use stalls. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to pee in that filthy thing on the wall.
I don't get that, but
I don't either. Yeah. It's filth. It's absolutely filthy.
But if you're talking about if you're talking about the idea of stalls and this, that, and the other thing, and then we go to CVS, and this is how things are becoming, right? Then why can't if everything is becoming like, well, you're fat and tell me how fat you are, and you're this gender, everybody use the same bathroom, then let it become that. Like, right? Am I making sense with that?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
let it go. Just let everybody.
You went to the bathroom when I said it. All unisex, all the time. It's just a bathroom. We'll put a lounge up for everybody
offended.
To do makeup. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and the only one who's getting freaky in the bathroom are those weird Republican senators who just.
Right.
That,
from Minnesota.
They're the only ones.
They're giving blowjobs in a place but that I would not eat a salad.
That's an Ida. That's an Ida.
Okay.
Or toss one.
Oh, yes. We can talk more about this after the drinking game comes up, because I'm sure we're going to come up with a fucking wait a minute. Let's wrap up with this headline. This I thought was wonderful because who here does not like coffee? I know Al loves coffee, and Al goes to Starbucks all the
time.
Keeps
me alive.
A lot of us like to do local, which as much as we can, we all do. But yeah, Starbucks occasionally, they have drive-thrus and they're nearby. Some of you may have heard this. At a Starbucks annual meeting in Seattle on Wednesday, this last Wednesday, a shareholder complained to the chief executive, Mr. Howard Schultz, that the company had lost customers because of its support for gay marriage.
Yeah.
Stand by. Last year, Starbucks announced its support for Washington State's referendum backing gay marriage, and in response to the National Organization for Marriage, launched a boycott of the coffee chain. In the this is what the shareholder said. Tom Strobar was his name. He said to Howard Schultz, in the first full quarter after this boycott was announced, our sales and our earnings, shall we say politely, were a bit disappointing. Tom said, whom the Huffington Post identifies as the founder of the Anti-Gay Marriage Corporate Morality Action Center.
Fucker.
Now. Was Howard Schultz taken aback? Well, I really don't think so. I was going to bring the audio in but the audio is a little hard to understand. So I would say Google it and you'll find out.
It was European.
And see him say this. Here is what he said. And I loved this quote. And I'm going to read exactly what he said because it was fucking awesome. This is, again, Howard Schultz. He is the chief executive of Starbucks. His response to people claiming that they didn't make enough money for their shareholders. Quote, not every decision is an economic decision. Despite the fact that you recite statistics that are narrow in time, we did provide a 38% shareholder return over the last year. I don't know how many things you invest in, but I would suspect not many things, companies, products, investments, or otherwise, have returned 38% over the last 12 months. Now, having said that, it is not an economic decision to me. The lens in which we are making that decision is through the lens of our people. We employ over 200,000 people in this company, and we want to embrace diversity of all kinds. Now, at that point, the audience uproared. I don't know if it was a standing ovation, whatever. The cheers, applause, yada, yada. Then he continued. This is, again, quoting him. Mm-hmm. If you feel respectfully that you can get a higher return than 38% that you got last year, sir, it's a free country. You can sell your shares in Starbucks and buy shares in another company. Thank you very much.
I love that.
And he was done. I love that. That Brilliant. Was fantastic.
If that didn't make you want to drive to Starbucks later that same minute.
Get a Grand Caramel Macchiato. Right. Fuck yeah.
Fuck off.
That and that's, it's the same with Costco and the way that they're telling people.
Totally agree.
We pay people fairly. We give them benefits and we make money. Right. We don't have to be the scum of the earth Walmart fuckers.
Right.
We don't have to be Chick-fil-A. 16th Street and Camelback. Don't go there. Don't I will find you.
By the way.
I will find you.
By the way, just an aside.
Just aside.
That's where Jason and I used to go for our Christmas Eve, Jason Covert.
To dinner?
Covert
to Ops, that Denny's?
We would get bad Christmas sweaters and or t-shirts that looked like Christmas sweaters. Sure. And we would go there and we had the best time and it was so fun and we took photos and everything was lovely. And then this last year, do you have any dramatic music? This last year, fine, fuck off. This last year.
Is there an engineer in the other room?
Oh, wait.
We went.
A few of them,
and,
actually.
And closed. Closed, I say.
I say.
Oh, there
well
we go.
Done!
Stand down, engineers.
Stand down.
Don't need you. Totally.
Now you're just showing off.
Fuck you.
Seriously? Yeah, I was going to say, do it a third time. No, it was too much.
Hey, whatever.
Anyway, well done. But now, gone. Leveled. Gone. I remember calling you. Mm-hmm. Not that day, because I wasn't that traumatized, but a little bit after. And you stated it was going to become a Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, you are fucking lying.
Because I thought that was a lie.
I went on the City of Phoenix
website. In the neighborhood.
I was like, that's a damn lie.
I pulled the building permit and found that that was true.
I just want to find someone to make out with in front of that store every day.
Well, I asked Aaron if she'd like to stop by there, and then we'll go to the CVS across the store, and they can weigh us.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, we can buy something. Whatever. Something. The end.
We wish you, Marnie.
It's so discouraging. I have friends.
God damn it, I'm going to die.
Sorry, we're
I have friends who are it's very interesting. It's a married couple. They're young. They're both Republican.
Yuck.
The husband almost
editorial.
The husband is I'm in love. He is so wonderful. He changed his profile picture to the equality sign today. He's like posts all the time about how you know marriage equality and gay rights equality and blah blah blah.
He just votes differently.
Yes, and which you know
I get it.
His bitch wife, who actually is my friend. She's the one that I've known for my whole life.
We just lost a listener.
I'm just throwing it out again. This remember that whole thing about Palmer never hearing,
and
it
goes she's not
into
a bitch. Just JK.
Actually,
like you.
LOL.
And those are not her initials.
I feel really bad.
Remember that capsule.
What makes me angry is that you know she's just totally oblivious to the fight for equality because she said the other day, "Oh my God, a Chick-fil-A just opened up in my neighborhood. I'm so excited. I can't wait to eat there every single day." And I'm like, "I don't get it. Like your husband is like
first time
really,
with fried chicken?
Like your husband is really vocal about his support for gay rights. Her brother is an actor and is like surrounded by gay people. Like they're very gay friendly." So I don't get how you can be, I know, maybe gay, but and
maybe
also
gay.
It's that
very
dirty,
attractive.
It's that dirty, filthy Bible. That always it leads people down the wrong road.
Time out. Unless I'm not hearing Al correctly, and so I would like to just make sure. Are you stating that the Bible is dirty?
Filthy. Oh, it's
really?
Oh, it's violent.
It's not the motherfuckers that read it and then take it and go buck wild.
That thing would be R-rated
interpretation.
Or more.
It would
be
almost X-rated. Which is fine, but it's all about interpretation.
Oh, it is.
That's it.
Can I stop?
So it's all about the stupid fucking
interpreters. Can I stop all of you for just a minute?
Uh-huh.
Do you realize that it is 24 minutes into hour two and I have a goddamn drinking word yet? Mm. Do you have it? Have you figured it out?
I've been trying
do you know
to
what it
hold
is?
Off.
Tell your little disclaimer.
Your little disclaimer.
By the way, I'm opening the cake.
Oh, okay. Stand by.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
I have to interject. It's today's gay phrase. But now I have to give you the whole quote because it's making me fucking laugh. Thanks, The Onion. I have to interject, Mr. Cooper, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said as the attorney argued that the government has legitimate reasons to discourage same-sex couples from getting married. Do you honestly care this much about this issue? Because if you do, you're a goddamn idiot. Actually, you sound as dumb as dog shit and you're wasting our time.
God, I wish that was real.
So that's what you were just remembering? About
no, it's not, but I love... I have to interject, Mr. Cooper.
I do. Okay, wait a minute. That's not a drinking word.
It is. It is 8:26. It's a
but
Tuesday.
But I like I have to interject.
It's almost been a year you interject every...
May I just... I have to interject.
Yeah, of course it was time to freshen up the may I just.
It's a good flow.
I have to interject.
Maybe we should all have on-air signs that we just hold up like we had.
Now, the two things that I saw on Facebook today, I'm just going to interrupt all of you.
Only two things?
I have to interject. Is on Facebook today, you had two choices. Either straight people that you never thought would ever do it, change to some kind of equality picture.
I love it.
And then they followed it up with something about liberal bias. Like they followed it up
with
something about
NASCAR.
How we're pro gay marriage, but liberals are anti-Christian. If you looked like any Republican conservative friends that you had that put a gay marriage thing, their second line was, but liberals are anti-Christian. Very funny.
I personally did not see any of that in mine.
Interject. Is that our drinking word? Oh, thank you.
Well done.
But I want the whole fucking phrase. I have to
May
interject.
I just interject?
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Thank
We're just going to interject.
All right.
What?
But have a cocktail. Before you finish. If you're going to interject, finish.
That's what he
just
said.
Just a simple girl with a drink.
Okay, now.
All right, now the other thing is the other thing that they put on Facebook, if they weren't... What? Is they put about Obama's vacation. That was the other top thing on Facebook today, besides marriage equality, was one of the
He was going toe-for-toe with Tiger Woods? I don't know. What the hell happened?
No, but that was the other thing. So I don't know if you noticed that. Today on Facebook, it was two things. It was either marriage equality or Obama's vacation. Because the conservative blogs...
Who are you friends with?
Because I have the conservatives on my page, but that was their response to... They didn't want to comment on equality.
I have conservatives on my page, too. Nobody was talking
about
Obama.
No one put Obama's vacation.
I did
Daily
not know
Beast.
He was on vacation.
No, it was how many vacations, and the girls are going
my
to the Bahamas.
Are so much cooler than yours.
It was so shocking that that's what they were talking about, that his daughters were taking spring break in the Bahamas. What do you want
to
do now?
Again, really? I'd like to remind you that this is the least political show on the Q Talk
it's
America
not,
Network.
It never has been.
I strive
you
to
want
be.
It to be.
Yeah.
Why do you
it's
think I
can't? Well, you picked us.
I was just
going to
say, you got to find new friends.
And by the way,
you caught me
at
a weak moment.
And then, weird. And then before,
were you drunk?
Allegedly. Like a year ago, you picked Albert and
Buddy
Early.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, Buddy Early's going to leave. Let's pick Katie June.
But I think they're funny.
Really?
And then all of a sudden, Katie was available because you don't look like Buddy. Thank you for that. But you're really just as opinionated.
I think you're both pretty.
I strive
differently.
I strive
thanks,
for low
thanks,
standards,
buddy.
And I just you keep exceeding
it. You attained it. But the whole point is that everybody but you is political.
Yeah, a little bit.
Done.
I feel like we're
most people are.
May
nowadays.
I interject? Paging I feel
Joe
like Gansick, this. I feel like
Joe
intervention. Gansick.
What? Oh, are you paging
Can
someone?
He stand?
No, I said I think we're having an intervention
Can Joe
with you.
Stand?
No, we're not.
He knows you're calling.
But the next show that I book on this network, I'm going to run it differently, and I'm not going to hire anybody. Actually, you don't get paid, so you can
seriously.
Yeah. So I'm going to have the same.
It's just going to be.
I expect the same pay and the same fucking benefits next time around.
All right.
That's it is 8:30. You are on the show on Q Talk America. It's a special night for us because there's people in Studio A who are tolerating most of what we're doing right now. We'll be back in just a minute with Al and Katie, and they'll talk about things important like Dancing with the Stars and Splash.
No.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
And now something special from your friends at Q-Talk America. If you're looking for an online retailer that's got one of the world's largest online and mail order selections offering the very best in gay entertainment, then your friends at Q-Talk America would like to recommend TLAGay.com. From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD, as well as video on demand, they also have other literature, ebooks, and all of those other things that you don't want your mom to find. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And now through the end of March, there's a special discount offer for all of our Q-Talk America listeners. Do your shopping at TLAGay.com/Q-Talk. Make your selections from all of the products and services they have to offer. And when you're ready to check out, use the coupon code Q-Talk. You'll receive an additional 10% off your order, and that's in addition to any other discounts they're already offering. It's a great deal from your friends at Q-Talk America and TLAGay.com. Once again, check them out at TLAGay.com.
You almost ripped it. Go!
Oh, my God. Okay. American Horror Story announces the name of the third season. President is the honorary head of the Boy Scouts. Karen Black is raising money to help with cancer. Dionne Warwick is bankrupt. She has $1,000 to her name. I couldn't remember the drinking word. And all kinds of shit.
And that's entertainment.
Entertainment. It's still not sports.
It's not sports.
No. Okay. Oh. Now... I realize I'm reaching for a really slim demographic here, but Karen Black,
yes,
star of Airport, we're going to say 75.
77, I think, actually.
Could be.
Airport
could be.
77.
If I've had less to drink, I can name them all in order of what planes they were doing and how they crashed. But she's in the one with Charlton Heston where she has to fly the plane with no windshield and her wind's blowing back in her face and all her cross-eyed glory. Turns out she has pancreatic cancer, poor thing. She's out of money, and she's raising money on a website to help her with it.
We're changing the death watch, aren't we?
Yeah, I told
you. Oh, my God.
So Karen Black, out of money and still sick, moves up to number two.
No wellness care for her?
Exactly. We've passed wellness care. We're into, like, battle stations. And in a side note, my friend Gina Cerise puts her hair up above her head and crosses her eyes and does the best Karen Black imitation ever.
See, I wish I knew who that was.
I know, Google it.
Either Gina or Karen.
Talking about
really.
Karen Carpenter.
No,
Karen Black play Karen Carpenter?
No, not in any world.
I was thinking Karen from Will and Grace. Totally different.
Karen Black, Five Easy Pieces, Airport, Burnt Offerings, Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean.
Oh, yeah.
But there's like 18 airports. Mm, like,
perfect.
Did you see Airport 75, Airport 77, Airport 79?
We're talking about Airplane with Leslie Nielsen.
She's the best Airplane.
Maybe I'm thinking of Airplane.
Airport.
I know you are.
That's the one.
Airport is the movie that Airplane is spoofing.
Oh, I'm also thinking of Wings.
Okay, not related at all.
Oh, my God. My new favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew you were thinking
thank
about
thawking.
Thawking.
But thanks,
kind of like
fucking,
but not.
But not.
Thawking.
Yeah, no, that's good. It feels
she thought
good.
About fucking.
Okay, so thawking, all the Airplane
anyway,
is making fun of all the airport movies.
Got it.
Like yes. Scream or... Stab.
Not Scream.
What's Scream a parody of? Is this
Scream is I don't know.
Airport. What's Scary Movie is a parody of Scream.
I know what you're talking about.
Right.
I don't know.
Airplane is a parody of all the airport movies.
Could our guest people help us?
No. Wait, why?
What movie is a parody of Scream? Yes.
No, we already said Scary Movie.
What are you talking? Scary Movie.
Yeah. Scary Movie is a parody of the Scream franchise. And then it makes it even funnier that the original title...
Now, everybody go back to what you were doing.
Have another.
Because
have another
one. And the thing that made it funny is they never
the
knew
fuck
it.
Is Scary Movie?
Scary Movie with a... Where the girl...
Okay, you were about to act it out, and I want to see that. Because if
Shake
I don't...
Spirit love, she doesn't even end up with him in the end. I don't know what you people... I paid all my money up in here.
My new favorite moment in life.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well done. And the Oscar goes to...
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Dionne Warwick is bankrupt and says she has $1,000 to her name. We have found the only time in history that
Call
marijuana was a bad thing.
Call Tim Dunn. He'll be able to help.
I was like, come
he
on,
he has more
lady.
Money than Dionne.
Call Clive Davis.
Well, and didn't she get any money from Whitney?
No, that went downhill, not uphill.
Was that? Oh, was that bad? Yeah, well, yeah, 6 feet yeah. under or so.
Was that too soon? Was that
too soon? Maybe
too soon.
I don't know.
I still had my finger on the pulse of Whitney Houston. Nothing going on there.
No.
Not even a little bit.
And now live from Whitney Houston's pulse, nothing. Right. But
boom. Nope.
Psychic Network. You didn't see this fucking coming,
seriously,
lady?
Dion.
Jesus Christ.
And she couldn't see that coming with Whitney. Please.
Put the bomb down. Okay, American Horror Story 3 is going to be called Coven. And if you... Here's the wet dream.
Here's the wet dream.
Here's the fun part. Why was that exciting?
Because it's going to be about
witches. We love American Horror Story. We're not talking about The Walking Dead, but American Horror Story.
I know. I was curious why the word was a big
fucking
deal.
Because she all of a sudden became like, Coven, it's going to be about witches. It's going to be fucking awesome. That's why.
And guess
couldn't be more bored.
She has a section.
Did I
now,
say that out
right?
loud?
She has a section?
She got a section. She got a turn to talk.
Not
I remember.
Actually. You
I remember it.
Most of it. Actually.
Oh, wait. Is Al mad that I'm chatting?
No.
Aw.
Never. I love it when you chat. I try to encourage it with a fist.
As long as you're not talking. As long as you're not talking over him.
I
Jesus Christ.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah. As soon as we get a time slot open, he'll have his own show. But we're kind of full up right now.
Well, yeah. There's
London
that.
Calling is very
we're
busy.
Go I to already 7 hours. I we'll found... go to 7 hours come July, just for Al.
And I'll still have something to say. Man, I found an engineer out there that was looking shit. For a show, so we've already made a love connection. Okay. It's how she introduced herself.
What would you do if you had just a show? It was just you talking.
Talk.
What? It would not be weird.
Wow. Next caller.
There you have it.
Okay, may that's I just interject?
That was what.
You can also do witty commentary.
They come in and apply.
I almost spit that out. God damn it. That, I did not anticipate that she would be the one that would make me spat a drink. But well done.
Joe called his open house. I called it headhunting. I'm not stupid.
That one. All right. I am
so, Coven.
Stupid.
Now, here's the best part that's going to make Buddy Early wet his pants if he didn't read this already.
What?
Kathy Bates joins the cast.
Oh, I
love Kathy Bates.
Saw
I
that.
Have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
American Horror Story.
I don't care. But I love Kathy Bates. So I may.
It's going to be Jessica Lange and Kathy Bates.
Is that on anything that I can't afford or have to kick my mother out for?
If you would just charge your mother more rent, you could afford fucking cable.
Well, I have cable.
No, you don't. You have
I have cable.
You have DirecTV.
I have DirecTV, which has a lot of fucking channels.
All right, and as soon as you hire a lawyer, you can get cable. Yeah.
God, you're annoying. Listen.
Suck it, DirecTV.
I have a question.
Sure.
I feel like I've lost control of everything.
What is that, new? Is that before tonight? No.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, still waiting. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, ask your question.
When are you leaving The View?
Oh, I want that spot. I will chop it up and grow a vagina to get on that
please
show.
Please welcome
but
to the show.
I have a question.
Al Behar to
where
the show.
Do you, when do you pee and where do you pee? These are my questions. Oh. Now, the law, you know the...
Oh, yeah.
Are you going back to the
time and I usually sit.
Show me your
sit.
Papers. And, yeah. Jesus. Now, doesn't matter. Go on.
Oh. I don't know what she's saying. Okay. Now,
what is our drinking word again?
Something may I interject?
Interject.
According to the gallery.
I wrote it down.
Smarter than
if
this
you interject,
ass.
Please pull out because I don't want to get pregnant. Because of my fibroid tumors.
No, that's just eject.
I'm sorry.
Wrong, and I'm still going to go tailgate with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'll be there with the cooler.
Oh, you will not, you little bitch. But I will be there.
Wow. Joe, I'm going to need
reports.
You to slow down the delivery of cocktails
right
to
there.
Marnie.
And guess what? Oh, hell no. Joe?
No,
oh,
yeah.
Are you telling
keep
Joe
going,
to
Joe.
Slow down
keep
my
it
cocktails?
Going.
Can I tell you that that's the most asinine thing ever? Because Joe can't know Joe's name
yeah.
right now.
Joe can't even find up.
Joe don't know.
Oh, he's coming this way.
Oh,
that means...
Lock the door. Lock the
that
door.
That means somebody propped him up.
I also sent a text to Rainbow Cab, just so you know.
Well,
would it be funny
to
say Joe can't find top, or is that off color?
Maybe. Well, I don't know. It wasn't off color to say anything about her in... Come on, see.
I meant it with love.
Hey, by
course.
The way,
we're
going to
be so supportive.
In this crew,
okay.
We don't care.
Now,
come
my
on.
Last thing that I have for entertainment, because we're trying
you
to stay away from the
are.
Talking dead, even though we have 20 minutes. Did you know...
There's
this is,
two of you.
This is quasi-political.
Shit.
I have some entertainment news.
Okay.
Oh, she does.
I do. She does.
What?
Did you? And Veep is coming back next month, so get caught up.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. April 14th.
April 14th. Did you know that the president was the honorary head of the Boy Scouts?
Fuck that. And the actual president?
I did actually know that.
And so they're waiting for him to weigh in. They think he will be the first president to ever resign from a position that no one knew he had. Because if they choose to be anti-gay, they're saying that he has nothing to lose.
They already have chosen that.
No, it's in May. They delayed. They delayed till May to make
right,
the decision.
Right, they delayed it. Right.
And now, to be officially anti-gay.
To be officially anti-gay. And they're saying that Obama probably will like follow through and say that he won't be the honorary head of a discriminatory
Good.
Body. It reminded me of...
Everybody else is doing it.
Remember when Tiger Woods went to Augusta and he was right. like, they had to like make a special dispensation from the new fucking Pope? To let him play because blacks weren't allowed.
Right.
No.
And so what? Now the whole thing with, yeah.
And oddly, what? He always drank Arnold Palmer's.
I thought he was...
Marnie with the spitzy tonight.
Okay, my bet was on Hennessy. But Arnold Palmer was second. Now, was he sucking directly from the teat of Arnold Palmer? Or did he get the canned kind?
Pennzoil may have been involved. I'm not
God
sure.
God damn it! That was the first time I think of... Second
wow.
spit take in the only, studio. I've been trying
and a
all
half.
Night not.
And I was just going to put out an email to all the staff to be careful of the carpet.
To stop.
And then you fuck it up.
Because Marnie might piddle on it.
I didn't piddle. I spittled.
In entertainment news, not directly related to the entire nation, we only left the other studio because you blew out the electricity by spitting into that one outlet every 5 minutes.
No.
She
well,
did more.
You would shut the fuck up. Everything
she did more
mine.
Spit takes into
oh,
the.
Oh, I really did.
Yeah,
it's so true. Like, I would sit there and be like, oh, whatever these guys
I wonder
are.
If that's just a thing. Like, I'm not a spit take person. Like,
oh,
I just don't spit.
I can't
wait till you're pregnant
the problem
again.
Seriously, I just eyeball her and time them to make her I live for the spit take.
Because the thing is, I have no control. I have none. Like, I sit there and
we can't
I'm
get
all
a diaper for your mouth, so you're going to need to get control of that soon.
Little mad at you right now.
You could.
So all of a sudden, I'm like, oh,
could.
Whatever. I'm gonna
control it or get
sip.
A diaper for her mouth. Which way are we going?
Stop it. I take a sip, and all of a sudden, either, no offense, Clayton, but either Al or Buddy at the time would say
yes.
something, and I was done.
Yes.
I mean, you're funny, Clayton, but these guys, like, it was done.
And so you had to move.
No.
To a new studio because
yeah.
we blew
well,
out the electricity. All right, Katie G, what do you got for...
We'd like to thank you for being here for Marnie's final show with us here in Utah.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much. You like me. You like me. You really, really like me.
Right, whatever. Katie, we got for entertainment.
Well, so I had actually Dancing with the Stars because I did put Andy Dick on my Dr.
Yes.
Drew's death den
yep.
list. Turns out he's an okay dancer.
Thank you. And
yeah.
not only that, but really working on
really?
His sobriety.
And he's trying really
a little
hard.
Too much,
he's like really super engaged. He's fantastic.
He's
he loves it.
A little too much.
Also annoying Kelly Pickler. Great dancer.
Oh my God, I love her.
I love the ice skater, Dorothy Hamill.
Dorothy Hamill.
Not doing so hot.
By the way, when in 1970-something.
Yeah.
Six.
Okay. I'm not. I used to have the.
Innsbruck,
Dorothy,
Austria.
Oh, Dorothy Hamill haircut.
Are you kidding? I had it from age birth to
But what
10.
Did you call it? Did you
the
ever?
Dorothy Hamill.
Yeah. See, I called it the Dorky Hamill.
Oh.
And I meant it. I was like,
we would never
like,
make fun of you for
that?
A speech impediment.
Oh,
we would never.
I know.
Never.
I loved my Dorky. Well, no, actually, I hated it. My mom loved it. And now that I look back on it, I'm like,
I
it
loved
was
it.
So sweet.
By the way, in 1970-something, yeah. I looked just like Hillary Clinton. I can bring in
with
pictures
with a Dorothy Hamill
proof.
Haircut.
With the Dorothy Hamill, and I had a rainbow thing here.
Doesn't that make you Princess Leia?
Nope.
Without the donuts?
No. It no. made me Dorothy Hamill.
Dorothy Hamill.
Via Hillary Clinton.
She was
later
cute.
In life.
Dorothy Hamill was a little cutie.
By the way,
she's
you're
actually
right.
Not that
you're
cute
right.
anymore.
You're, by the way, she's adorable. I'm not really feeling her adorable.
Okay. Now, I am not familiar with either person in this contest, so I am an impartial
Katie
judge.
June, Marnie Ryan.
Who has had more work done from the same year of the Olympics?
Katie
Bruce
June.
Jenner. Or Dorothy Hamill.
Oh my God,
Bruce Jenner.
God, I was hoping he was
down.
Winning.
Yeah.
I had
well,
a
yeah,
secret
he looks
little...
more like a girl than she does.
I had a little tiny vagina crush.
They would have
on...
to go into the bathroom and
yes,
he'd have to have
yes,
papers.
That's true.
That's a true story.
I know, but I wanted to sleep with her more than him in 1976.
There is.
I was leaning way.
I'm trying to process this.
Leaning way more towards the Dorothy Hamill.
Well, Josh,
she had a
she
shampoo
was far more.
Commercial.
Oh, I know. By the way, I appreciate
it. It worked
the
out real well for you, didn't it?
Yeah,
she was then, fancy.
I could have done a shampoo commercial in my day.
Well,
but not
then.
Now.
No. That dream is gone. Now it's a wig commercial.
Well, that's gone now.
It's the Sherry Shepherd shampoo for wigs commercial.
Right.
By the way, Speaking of Dancing with Stars.
Yeah, go on.
Why is Sherry Shepherd and his name is Julia Roberts' brother, Eric Roberts.
Good way to come to that.
Carry the one. We'll get there.
Totally. Jesus. Now, why are they both bawling over that one guy?
Oh, was the View Live today?
Name? No.
I have no idea.
No. Sherry Shepherd was at Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's why they're not live this week.
Over
Andy Dick.
Asian
yes,
guy.
It was Andy Dick. You're right. Why?
Because I wasn't doing an entertainment section back then.
See?
Because they were both on.
Here's Al.
I don't know, but
so
it
upset.
Is.
Here's
but
Al,
crying,
and the world
so
goes
bad,
on like
huh?
this.
No. I'm going to help someone here. This is this is an altruistic moment. Now,
Dr. Drew, tell me what I need to know.
Did you notice that altruistic starts with Al? Yeah. Fuck you.
Weird.
So does Alzheimer's.
I was just. Wait. Tied of Virginity just asked, is this the entertainment segment?
Kind
of.
Okay, there was a really cute show that I called The Fat Girl, but it was really called Less Than Perfect.
What? Okay, so now
and
you
Sherry
look at me
Shepherd,
and you're like, oh, fun that would be to tell that
no,
story.
But Andy
off.
Dick, Eric Roberts, Sherry Shepherd, okay. Leah, no, I can't
Michelle?
Think of her name, Rue, Sarah Rue. Sarah Rue maybe was her name.
Oh, I love Sarah Rue.
Yeah, redhead, yes. Heavy girl. It was called Less Than Perfect. And the guy from Chuck, whose name I don't have, they were all on a sitcom together and they became very close. It lasted a couple seasons on ABC.
It wasn't
was very
called
good.
Less Than Perfect, was it?
Yes,
wasn't
it? Called
that name sounds familiar.
It was called Less Than Perfect, but I called the show about the fat girl. But it was
See?
Sarah Rue. It was such a cute show.
She's so cute.
She
what
is so cute.
Show. It's
but
called
they,
fat.
They became very good friends. It was a very funny show. Will Sasso.
I remember Will Sasso from Mad TV.
Mad TV, but he was also in the movie where she gets the cum in her hair. Something about Mary.
Mary.
And I hand to God, get ready to be offended. Just get your cross out and burn me with
if
it.
If you talk about someone who is developmentally disabled, I'm going to knock
again.
You
Are we on Cops?
Oh.
Are we on Cops?
Twice in life, I really thought it was a retard. Leonardo DiCaprio, what's eating Gilbert Grape in
Why
that show?
Why can't, but...
I thought they hired a truly handicapped person.
Thank you. Why couldn't you just say that to begin the fuck
Because it
with.
Wasn't what I was thinking in my living room.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just trying to give you the realness.
You? But you hate it when someone says faggot.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Love that word.
Go back to shows. Go back to certain shows. And when someone uses faggot offensively, you get upset.
Yeah, not so much. I like that word.
Go ahead. You do now.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go. I'm going to go back and
But
listen.
Barbara Streisand made a commercial about the word, so I'm okay with it.
Retard?
Yeah. Google it. She has a YouTube thing for the American Association of Retarded People.
Oh, my God.
And she does a whole thing about that. And she says retard like 5 times. It's horrible. Even I'm offended by it. By the 5th time, I'm like,
do you
stop
have any idea?
Saying this.
Can I?
If you actually start to Google it, says, Barbara Streisand, retarded children.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea? Stop!
It actually almost validates it.
How much?
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Like, how much I wanted to try to keep playing that I'm really mad at Al card, but I can't. And then you come out with Barbara doing that.
Yeah.
And really? People who need people?
They need people to help them.
She did. It was all over the internet a couple years ago. It was. It's so wrong.
They're
it's
the
so,
luckiest people.
The luckiest people.
It really is a bad, bad.
It's a bad commercial. It's worth.
I have to tell you, up until.
God
no,
damn.
I can't.
It really is.
I can tell you, I tried to be real mad at you, except I am. But that was great.
Okay.
Franks and beans. So Will Sasso.
Yeah.
Turns out he's not developmentally challenged
not at all.
Anyway.
Apparently not.
But
are we on
he
cops?
Makes me fucking laugh.
Are we on cops?
Yes, got Franks and beans. Franks and beans. All right, I'm done. Anyway. You guys can have the next hour at 11 minutes
well,
to yourself.
That's a goddamn lie.
No way.
You can't stop
now,
talking.
I think I'd like to take this time, though. We're
Go ahead.
Can I?
I would like to thank everyone.
But wait,
for
we have
coming.
To. Do, we have to do this. I can't end a segment without this, the segment close.
Mm. Okay.
Oh. Every good.
Oh no! But what did you have for?
Did you have something?
Hey, I
well,
have
the
something
only other
for
thing
entertainment.
Is that
oh wait, she has
care?
Something for.
No, we do. We have all.
Two
other
more.
People.
Continue talking over each other.
Everyone's calling Kim Kardashian fat. I don't like Kim Kardashian, but shut the fuck up. She's pregnant. It makes me want to just punch people.
You know she's pregnant with a black man's child.
She is, and I'm sure
it's
going to be
and it's
bigger and longer. It's going to be a beautiful and stronger also.
Me next. Me next.
And
I hope he interjects in me.
Longer and strong.
What? Veep coming out season 2.
You load 16 tons of body.
Next Sunday. Wait, may I just interject? Yeah. Next Sunday.
Interject.
Drink. Yeah. Drink.
Paging Joe Duganzik. Paging.
My God,
he's
Joe Duganzik.
He's
no.
waving at you.
Fucking name. He's like, oh look, I'm fun.
Next
I'm fun.
Sunday, season finale, Walking Dead. This season, I loved Buddy's.
Do you want to come over?
Yes.
Do you want to come over?
You have a TV. You don't have a TV.
I loved Buddy's.
But my question is, will it still be there?
Merle had to die. Goodbye, Merle. That was a Buddy early exclusive.
I saw that. Goodbye, Merle. He had to die.
It was really good. And I'm hormoned up, but I cried today when Daryl. What's his name?
Daryl.
Daryl.
My other brother, Daryl.
Yeah. Kill his brother. I had some tears. I was like really sad for him. You don't know what's going on. Doesn't matter. Also, Amanda Knox with the retrial in Italy. Amanda Knox, the girl who was acquitted in Italy of murdering her roommate because she didn't do it.
I have one question.
How do you know? Nancy Grace said she did. Nancy Grace said she did.
Nancy Grace goes in the Sarah Bachman file.
Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachman.
I actually am a Nancy Grace person,
except on this, because Amanda Knox didn't do it. Let the girl be fucking done. Just let her be done.
I have one question.
Go.
Is she back in the States?
Yes, she's in Washington.
Have whatever trial you want to. We don't extradite, do we? No.
She doesn't have to go.
Because the United States and Italy, as do a number of other countries, have an agreement that if there is... of course, she doesn't have to go. But the countries have an agreement that they will forcibly extradite people who are in the United States who are being accused of something in Italy.
In absentia,
they will forcibly extradite them to the country so that they can be tried. But in a case like this, that's never going to happen. The two countries are going to work something out.
Okay, now
yada yada.
I have a follow up question.
Hayden Panettiere starred in that television movie. I loved it.
Yes, she did. If you extradite someone to America, what's the opposite? Intradite? Like what's
in tradition?
Yeah,
perhaps?
Like how do we get that?
That
like,
could be a new movie.
Like
yes,
emigrate. Like there's an opposite to everything. What's the opposite to extradite? Because we're not
interject.
Yeah, I like drink. It. Oh, but you and I have drinks. Cheers. Yes.
But I have frosting. So
no, I've been watching that all day on the news, and I was just like, "Isn't?" But she was let go. She's living in America.
Right, she's in Washington. She's in school.
Honey, get on a Greyhound bus.
Be done with it.
Yeah.
No, but just leave her alone.
But they did say on the news that her lawyer in Italy will be appearing for her. She will be appearing. What'd you say it was? Abstentia.
Yes.
So she's appearing not going. She's not going anywhere. They're just going to retry the whole thing.
No, she's not going to go.
Right. Now, I'm just going to interject because we have a request from the chat room. So I am just answering people's dreams. I'm like, make a wish.
Are you listening to Mark?
I don't care who it is. The Walking Dead, we just have to talk about that for a second. Was that not another great episode? And then The Talking Dead afterwards was phenomenal.
It was so good. And I love how they always do the tribute to the dead character.
In memoriam.
Yeah.
I love it. And you know what? I would be in rehab now if I drank champagne for the in memoriam of The Talking Dead every
so
Sunday.
Good. It was a good episode. I'm really anxious, though. And I knew they weren't going to do it this episode. I'm super anxious to see what happens with Andrea. I'm like on pins and needles. They left us.
You put
super
her in an executioner
hanging.
Torturer's chair, and then we got to wait a week.
I'm
Are you fucking
really
kidding
anxious.
Me?
Are
but
we
I,
still talking about
up.
The Walking Dead?
I think it was time
it's
for
a,
Merle.
It's a viewer request. Viewer request.
Yeah, I think it was time for Merle. I loved the way that they sent him out. I loved his like go crazy moment. It was perfect for him.
Now, did you watch The Talking Dead afterwards?
I usually watch it.
And if you've ever seen Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, a really, really great movie from the late 80s, that's where Michael Rooker comes from. Fantastic movie. It's a big thing for me as to great movie. He was on The Talking Dead, and so they were asking him all these questions, expecting, and he's a real method actor. He's very serious about his craft, and he really wasn't appropriate for The Talking Dead because he really didn't like the fanboy shit.
Yeah.
So he was kind of like, no, that's not what my character would do. And they asked him, like, well, why did you let Michonne go? And he goes, because I was done listening to her talk.
Well, it was weird because
so he's
like,
why didn't you bring her with you? And he's like, because seriously, I was done listening to her talk. Like, it was just such a funny character choice to be like, this bitch won't shut up. I'm going
to
let her go.
Well, but and it seemed to me, though, too, like it was so obvious that Michonne was trying to. Michonne was so obviously just trying to get in the side of his head, and he was just like, listen, bitch, peace.
Yeah, live peace. Yeah. And then I have one more thing, and this is from Mark, it turns out is in the chat room, too.
Hi, Mark.
Ken in San Francisco, no, I don't ever breathe. I think you're talking about me. But for Mark, if you're watching something or if there's a show you're watching, especially The Walking Dead,
Don't get on Facebook.
Don't go on Facebook.
Don't do it.
If you come over to my house for the Academy Awards, we're not going to watch them at the right time.
Right, because we all go on media silence.
So I don't
silence.
Get on
right.
Facebook around like Biggest Loser time. If I don't want to know who goes home.
And there was a really funny meme this week about if you're watching something that the entire world is watching and you're behind, then don't go on fucking social media. It's your fault. It's what we're all talking about.
Right. Yep.
Like, that's we're right. not the Talking Dead, but we
anyway,
could be.
Can't Anyways. Wait for next week. I want to come over.
Yes, come over. Sunday night.
I'll
Sunday
bring
night,
champagne.
Woo! I got champagne. We're going to celebrate Doug Wilkie's birthday. Please join us.
Oh, my God. Is he going to... Are we celebrating his birthday yep. with The Walking Dead?
With The Walking
and the Talking Dead.
Dead? I don't know if he's on board with The Walking Dead, but he can sit in the other room and watch something else.
Happy early birthday, Doug Wilkie.
Late birthday. His birthday was last
Happy
Thursday.
Late birthday.
Happy late birthday, Doug Wilkie.
There's that. Okay, are we officially done with the entertainment
you
segment?
To play music. Do you have anything else?
Not entertainment.
No. What do you have? What do you got?
Marnie had something.
You're on camera. We know you're not paying attention.
By the way, everyone knows that, but I am talking to the...
You've got 1 minute.
Joe Dagancic.
You've got
I
1 minute.
I know.
Jolie Fisher. What's her name?
I just... Shut it. Want to let you know that big Mary Tyler Moore reunion.
Oh, that's right. It's coming up.
Did anybody hear about this?
No.
It's going to be on Hot in Cleveland.
Oh.
Do you guys hear about it?
I love
seriously,
a little
very excited. Valerie Harper, not dead yet.
No, she's on my... I've got
she is
film.
On your list.
I've added a
I know,
person.
I know. Anyway, the exclusive is that they are going to be back together. That Cloris Leachman,
God bless her.
That's very
Betty
cute.
White.
I think it's a great idea.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I'm very excited. Now, are you still DVRing all of the Hot in Cleveland?
I do.
No?
I do.
And they're on demand if you have cable.
No. But I'm just saying.
The problem is, by the time I think to watch them, it actually kicks them out. So I don't. Because I take so much news stuff.
Still very funny. Right. It's still good.
Oh, it's hysterical. Yeah. I mean, it's very funny. And I do the same thing, Clayton. I DVR it, but no, I haven't necessarily watched them, and that bothers me.
I just do everything on demand now. There's no reason. You don't even have to DVR anything. Just watch it on demand.
You're going to have to teach me this on demand thing.
You hit the button that says on demand, and then
you... I'm a little mad at you right now.
You all guys are figured out.
Okay,
we are...
I'm going to need therapy for that, because you have no idea how
upset. Is that the official end of the entertainment section?
Therapy for what?
Wait, I have like 30 seconds. There's a TV movie called Mary and Rhoda that I cried the entire 2 hours because I was so sad that they hadn't been friends for 20 years.
Okay,
I mean,
so why
breakdown.
Are you upset right now?
Because Mary and Rhoda, like, I said,
yeah,
to see them together.
They're going
to
be back together.
You are Rhoda.
One's
you
blind from diabetes,
oh,
one's got a brain
one's
tumor.
Gonna go to
come on,
really?
It's like
they're
beaches.
Both going to die. Well, but you.
Without the songs.
Maybe
the
thought that they were dead before.
Okay, well, this is a charming conversation about people that may
we'll
or may
be
not
together.
Be dead.
Well, let's
we're coming up
it.
At the end of hour two.
Together.
Hour three is coming up. I have a
where's my drink?
I have a present for all of the staff, and it's going to go really well in a minute, I'm sure. We also have coming up Dr. Drew's Death Den with a new write on wipe off board. Also, Thoughtful Vulgarity coming up in the last half of hour three. Marnie's probably going to become more wasted, and then we're just going to continue on with
Why
the show.
Why do you have to say that?
Rainbow Cab is on the way. We'll be back with hour three right after this.
Oh, it's all about Marnie being wasted.
Yep. You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.